Yes.
Good morning, I'm Dylan Gonzalez. Yesterday it was announced Ward Manuel will step down from his position as University of Michigan's athletic director. The decision follows a $12 million independent culture review which identified concerns about organizational accountability and oversight within the athletic department. Manuel will officially step down at the end of the calendar year. In Major League Baseball last night, the Cleveland Guardians hit 7 home runs in their 13-4 rout of the Twins. They'll play Minnesota again tonight with first pitch at 6:40. Meanwhile, the Cincinnati Reds were up in Seattle and got crushed 9-0. They'll look to bounce back against the Mariners tonight at 9:40. This update is sponsored by Metal Supermarkets, your convenience store for metal. Visit Columbus at metalsupermarkets.com or 2180 Wilson Road for all your metal needs. Breaking sports news when it happens right here on The Fan, Ohio's sports destination.
Breakfast time!
Hello, welcome to T-Bone and Tyvis. Can I take your order?
Just want a little breakfast.
Hey, you want some crabs? Because I got some of them.
Get ready to drive through the intersection of football, food, and fun. Featuring producer Dylan.
Who are the 5 best rappers of all time?
Special guests.
You serious?
And you. Wake up.
For what?
It's time for T-Bone and Tyvis.
Welcome in. Happy Tuesday to you. What's up? I'm T-Bone. He is Tyvis. Good morning, go to hell. Tyvis, how you doing?
Wagwan, you bless?
Yes. What is it? What am I supposed to say?
Oh my!
What's the damn phrase,
T-Bone? We just went over this,
and also
we
with
just
you
talked about it like 10 minutes ago.
I know, and I forgot it all right. Blake, every time, Wagwan, you blessed.
Why is you? What are you? You? What is
stupid?
No, not
dumb?
Stupid.
An idiot.
You? What's the you
short
got,
on
you
brain test, cells?
You got testing anxiety?
Apparently, I don't know what it is. No, I just forgot what it is. What am I supposed to say? What's the response?
Yeah, man. Everything bless.
Yeah, man. Yeah, man.
Yeah, man. Yeah,
no,
man.
I can't say yeah,
yeah, man. Everything bless.
I feel like that's cool. I feel bad
yeah,
doing it.
Yeah.
That feels not good. I feel like cultural appropriation is going on. I would say, yes, man, I'm blessed. Is that it? That's what I'm supposed to say?
Yep. Sure.
Sure. No. Okay. I don't know. Whatever. You know what? Just get rid of me.
Suck him. Suck him. Suck him.
Fire me. I'm stupid.
You know,
sorry.
You know, you ever wonder, you ever notice that when you truly want something, is the time where you can't have it? You want what you can't have?
Please elaborate.
Yes.
I'm thinking of food, but there's so many applications
for this.
This
is
go
food
right
related.
Ahead.
This yeah, is sure. Food related.
Of okay, of course it is.
First of
I'm
all,
with you.
You two could go outside and touch grass.
Okay? I'm with
I'm
you. I'm totally with
this.
You.
Of course it is. Anyways, I want a salad, but I can't eat
You can eat lettuce. It's
is
back.
Is it?
It's back.
I need to know. Is it just Taco Bell's lettuce?
No. First of all, that was slander towards Taco Bell because
I just
what
keep
it was.
Seeing Taco Bell.
It's not
lettuce.
Taco Bell. One, if you can't handle Taco Bell, you shouldn't be in there anyway. My stomach handles it just fine. Okay, that's
you,
one.
You had some Taco Bell recently?
Yeah. I had lettuce on something yesterday. It's fine.
Oh, you went to Taco Bell?
Yeah, I go to Taco Bell all the time. I had no problems. I am your...
Did you get the... You get 9 things?
No, I didn't get 9 things. I got probably 5. 5. I went 9 to 5 on that one. That's, yeah. But I did... I mean, I don't get 1 thing. Times, I'm not crazy. I don't go 9.
All
not all the
to
time.
Taco Bell, 2 things. 3 at the most, but 2 is... Two
what are the 2
get,
things? What do you get?
It depends on how I'm feeling that day. Usually, my usual order is a cheesy gordita crunch and a chalupa.
Okay.
If I'm feeling sexy, I get a one of the grilled cheese burritos and then like a... Like a Doritos Locos taco.
Okay, you do
big
get
it.
Occasionally
Doritos
get a taco.
Taco.
Yeah, there's nothing wrong with that. Yeah,
about,
love that.
That's about it. Unless they bring the quesaritas. They got quesaritos still.
I feel like that made a comeback, and then I don't know. It's one of those menu items that I don't get. So I don't know if it. I remember when
you.
It came back, but I don't know if it has stayed.
Shame
see,
on,
I'm a big fan of the Cantina menu, which do they still have right now?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, they.
Is it going away?
You know what? I don't know. Because, like, also don't get that either.
I go there.
But I don't get that. No, I don't get that because I like the Cantina soft taco with, like, the chicken. And it's got, you know, pico de gallo on and all that stuff. And then I go to order it. It's like, hi, that'll be $4.79 for one taco. And I'm like, no, that
I know this isn't real. This isn't authentic Mexican food. This is Taco Bell. I'm not paying $4.79 for a taco. Get out of here for that.
Yeah.
No way.
I mean, honestly, I know I'm in the minority with this, but when I go to Taco Bell, it's more often for breakfast than lunch or dinner because they arguably have the best breakfast.
You are a big fan
of
their
fast food breakfasts.
That's right.
And definitely better than McDonald's.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. 100%. I'm with you on that.
I just sent y'all a McDonald's item yesterday.
Is that real?
I thought it was.
Okay.
I don't even know what it was anymore.
It was like it was a brown butter biscuit. Apparently that's real. It's from 17 hours ago. I see this on USA Today. It says McDonald's introducing their honey brown butter biscuit. Apparently it is launching, it says, today.
Oh.
Tuesday, July 21st. That is today.
You going?
I just now realized this was official.
Maybe we need to DoorDash it for
maybe
research
we need to try
purposes.
It on the show. Yeah.
Yo, sick.
Maybe we do. They're saying it's honey brown butter bacon, egg, and cheese biscuit.
I can't eat it.
Why?
I'm starting a hard fast.
Okay.
No, this one. I'm serious hard about this fast. One. I'm serious. Okay. Six hard fast. So I got 7 weeks until my first on TV, like with the Big Ten, which we're starting at Ohio State against Ball State.
There you go.
So 7 weeks until that starts. So for the next 6 weeks, I'm locking in. I'm going to the gym I'm lifting 4 times a week, doing cardio 4 to 5 times a week.
Okay.
And I'm limiting myself to breakfast, lunch, dinner. That's it.
This would
okay. No,
as breakfast.
No. 2 eggs for breakfast. That's it.
I bet you there's only 2 eggs in that.
Y'all need to stop.
No. Probably one.
Not about to let y'all entice me. Not about to let
it's not enticing. It's just offering the information to you. You decide what you need to do with it. Apparently, McDonald's has told USA Today customers can add the honey brown butter onto any breakfast sandwich at participating locations.
Oh.
And in select markets, customer can also get a honey brown butter crispy chicken biscuit.
It's essentially a sauce, basically.
It's a honey sauce.
No,
yeah, it's like
that.
A honey butter sauce, more or less.
Okay. I'm good, actually.
Yeah, I don't need to.
Yeah.
Listen, when I'm saying this, it's a problem because I didn't know what this was till I read the thing. Like, if you go to McDonald's and get a bacon, egg, and cheese biscuit, and like, you know what I need to do? I need to dump honey butter all over the bacon, egg, and cheese biscuit. You need to go sit in the corner. That's a timeout for you. Like, I think we all have to evaluate if that's where we're at. Now, that said, I will try it once, but that's for research purposes only, Tyvus. That's not because I'm, you know. Actually, I don't care what you think of me. It's fine.
I just could not give a bollocks.
I don't care.
I thought you said you was going for the Benson Boone body.
Me?
Yeah.
No, you said that. You said you wanted to go on GLP-1s to get the Benson Boone body. And they can get GLP-1000. They ain't going
to
do that. They can do whatever they want. They can go out with the latest version of it. They ain't going to give me the Benson Boone body.
You can go home and take the shirt off in front of the wife.
Yeah, I don't know what I haven't come up with a positional ranking for her. Yours is the lieutenant. I have not come up with any, you know, I don't know if she's the commander in chief or what she is, but.
Boner already said he doesn't give a damn. He takes his shirt off at the pool.
Yeah, I do.
Yeah.
I'll do it. That's their problem, not mine. That's on them.
I'm jealous of your self-confidence.
It's not self.
You swim shirtless.
Wait, hold on. Yeah, I'll swim shirtless. I don't care. One, it's not self-confidence. It's just a lack of desire to worry about what people have to think about me. Because I already know they're judging, so why let them ruin my good time?
The real question is, when the last time you went to a pool?
I mean, I go
all the time.
I take my kids to the Marysville pool constantly.
And you are, you go shirtless.
I don't go shirtless unless I'm getting in. Now, I don't get in very often because usually when I get in, the water's been icy cold. But I've been in a couple times this year. It's nice and warm now.
Shirt off.
Yeah, shirt off.
He's shocked.
And then in pool.
We're all on the same show. I got this information from this show that we're both on.
Thank you for listening, Tyvus. Welcome to T-Bone and Tyvus. Tyvus' first day listening is today. That's good. I don't know. Hey, by the way, we had the voicemail thing, which we started off yesterday.
Oh, yeah. We got one like during the show and we was going to play it, but Josh blew that.
Well, Dylan, do you have the voicemail to play?
Yeah, the very first one that we received right here.
All right.
Hey, this is Caden. I'm from Lancaster, Ohio. And this whole time you guys just keep on talking about football, and I understand that, but my mind is on the one, the only, LeBron James.
Yes.
And I want to know where he's going to go. I've been curious about it. I hope he comes back to Cleveland. But, you know, rumors are saying apparently his kid's going to school in Philly. He's got one kid in L.A. I just keep on thinking about, you know, LeBron James. Like, where's Space Jam 3 going to take place?
LeBron James. Yeah, I know. He's on everybody's mind. Thank you, Caden, for the first call.
He's certainly on mine. I want to know the kid in Philly he's talking about. Does LeBron have a fourth kid?
Is there? Maybe there's a kid in Philly? I don't know.
Maybe that's why him and Drake fell out. That's okay. They did the same thing.
I saw, what did I see today about Rich Paul? I got up this morning and saw Rich Paul.
Was all his teams on his podcast. In the East.
Yeah, but no, didn't Rich Paul say something like he's not going to be rushed in his decision making? Oh, yeah. It's like, rushed? It's free agency's been open for like 8 months now. What are you talking about? Rushed? Like,
been like 4 weeks.
Okay. It's been a long, I'm saying
staying
plenty of time. Been a while. Yeah. Like no one's accusing him of being rushed. I don't think, right? No one's saying like, man, LeBron better take his time. He's taking his time.
Here's my first hot take of the day. Ooh. LeBron might as well wait till Christmas at this point. Let's see who the contenders are, LeBron.
Yeah, really. Just sit out. Why not? Keep your body right. Why not? Yeah, go ahead.
Go ahead. Play 50 games this season, maybe even less.
Yeah.
See who's good. See who's good for the first 2 months.
I don't think he's
going to wait so long that ain't nobody going to care.
Yeah. No, that's probably where he's going to start to play this out. By the way, we buried the lead on this. It is a Hot Take Tuesday.
It's Hot Take Tuesday!
So, we played a voicemail for you. The number for the voicemail line is 614-460-8010. You can leave us a voicemail as well. You can leave us your hot take there if you want to. We will get some of your hot takes in coming up next. Plus, Michigan moving on from their athletic director, Ward Manuel, out eventually. We'll talk about it next. T-Bone and Tyvus on The Fan.
Fan traffic.
From the Atlas Butler Plumbing Services Traffic Center.
Good morning. Some breaking news already for your Tuesday. We are seeing that all lanes are completely closed on 33, that westbound direction. That's after a crash at Pickerington Road. It's right outside of Canal Winchester, really in the Lockville Station area. So, yes, you will have to take a detour. Basically, get off and use some side roads. Eventually, head towards Gender Road. From there, you can head back westbound over on 33. I'm 10TV's Brianna Albizu with your fan.
Buckeye football fall camp is coming. Will Julian Sayin take his game to the next level? Will Matt Patricia's defense dominate again? Join us live for training camp fun starting Thursday, August 6th. Your home of the Buckeyes. The Fan. Fan weather.
From the Logan AC and Heat Services Weather Center.
There are still some questions on how exactly the day is going to evolve, but the general theme is this morning things are fairly quiet. We should start to see some scattered thunderstorms develop from the northwest later this morning into the midday. Those run into the afternoon. Could be strong with heavy rain as well. Lower 80s for a high. Then for tomorrow, much quieter weather, mostly sunny and pleasant, highs in the mid-70s. For The Fan, I'm 10 Weather Impact Meteorologist Justin Gertz.
If the sound of another man slammed against plexiglass turns you on, you've come to the right place. Proud to be your home for Jackets hockey. The Fan, Ohio sports destination.
Tyvus Powell is a legendary Buckeye. T-Bone loves to eat Buckeyes. You're listening to T-Bone and Tyvus.
Shout out to the YouTube chat. You go to YouTube, 971 The Fan. Click on T-Bone and Tyvus. It's always a good place to be any morning, but especially on a Hot Take Tuesday. Ian in the chat said, hot take, good morning, go to hell is a top three saying of all time. I mean, I'll gladly take that. I think we pioneered that as a show. You know, go to hell obviously existed. Mm-hmm. It existed on, you know, afternoon show. I brought that over to here, but I thought we need to amend it. So good morning, go to hell. But I don't, top three saying of all time.
It was one that I was very familiar with. That is my grandmother's favorite saying.
Which is?
GTH.
Oh, go to hell.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Interesting.
That was her thing when I was a kid. You know what?
See, my grandparents' saying was go to heaven because they love Jesus. And your grandmother did not, apparently. She's bound for the pits of hell. Sorry to tell you, Tyvus. It's too bad. It's just too bad for her. Love her, but, you know, rules are rules. I don't know what to tell you.
Well, it's a lot of people that's going to be down there with her.
Well, I'll be first in line. Are you kidding me? Come on. I'm trying to think of what would be the top three phrases, like, at all time. I obviously, we only, you know, we speak English. Oh, easily. So, like,
Wagwan, you bless.
Okay, maybe. I don't know. I don't know how culturally significant that is in Jamaica, right? That's where that comes from. But I'm saying, like, what is a phrase here that we would say is one of the three most used phrases in American life?
I don't know.
I don't know is doing a lot of heavy lifting. That is correct. It actually isn't doing enough, though. We need more people to say, I don't know.
I agree with
as
that.
As opposed to, I got it. I know what I'm doing. Yeah, hold this beer. Let me go. I know what I'm doing. No, you don't.
You ever talk?
I don't know how to do that.
You ever talk to a kid and ask them why they did something?
Oh, well, that I do. Yes. Oh, trust me.
Is the shrug or
trust I don't me. Know. Oh, the amount of times I have asked my children, hey, remember I asked you to unload the dishwasher? And now you're playing a video game and the dishwasher is still fully loaded? Why'd that happen? I don't know. Yeah. Figure it out. Get up there and unload the dishwasher. Come on. No, I feel like what's up is doing pretty good numbers, right? Like what's up? What's going on?
Yeah. How you doing? How's it going?
Yeah, versions of that, but I don't know which one is the most used. But I feel like what's up probably is doing all right. What's up, man? Like that just seems like I say it a lot. Maybe I'm in the minority on that. I don't know. What other ones would you say? GTFO? That one's... the GTFOH. The GTF out of here. Like that one, I mean, I use the abbreviation a lot in text. I don't know that I say the phrase very often.
That was a Coach Mix thing. GTFO.
Oh, all right. There you go. So speaking of GTFO, this guy is... on his way out. Ward Manuel, remember last week it was so defined up at Michigan, like, oh, I have not been talked to by anyone. As far as I know, I am still the AD. And the president was like, we think he's one of the best athletic directors in the country. Yeah. And there was this guy, Justin Spiro, that's up there. He's like an online presence on Twitter. I don't know what else he does. But he had been posting last week. He's a Michigan State guy. And he sometimes has some insight into what the goings on at Michigan. He posted something last week that said Ward Manuel is negotiating his release and they are working to get him out at Michigan.
Okay. Back you up, son.
Get out. Get out of here. And so last week, all these Michigan people were like, what do you got to say now, doofus? The guy who posted all that, they're like, he doesn't know what he's talking about. President came out and supported him. Ward Manuel said he's sticking around. Yeah. Well, then yesterday the news came out that Ward Manuel has essentially negotiated his release from Michigan and they're moving on. Like, he didn't get fired, but he's kind of getting fired, more or less, because he presumably wants to still work there. Michigan clearly does not want him to continue working there, but for a bunch of reasons, which I'll get into in a second, they're not going to actually fire him. So here's the statement that came out. Jenner and Block is the law firm that Michigan hired. They released their outline of their investigation yesterday to the media. Very sanitized version of the goings-on. This cost them $12 million, this investigation, okay? So here's a few things they said. The culture review found that the football program's prominence and organizational structure created unique oversight challenges. Let me translate that corporate BS for you to say. Football program big, job difficult. Poor Ward Manuel.
Yeah.
You know what I hear? I hear a lot of this. Ready to go. That's what that sounds like. Yeah. We can't expect Ward Manuel to manage the football program. It's so big. And he's just one man. How's he supposed to manage all this?
A lot going on.
It's only the biggest program you have there. That in basketball.
I'll say the basketball team.
I mean, yes. And Michigan fans love to vacillate in between which one is actually more important, depending on which one's doing well. Oh, yeah, but their football program should be and has been their largest program that they have there, full stop. Yep. Basketball is a close second. I will give them that. But that the idea that it's too big to manage is stupid.
As lazy is what it is.
Well, if you're saying you can't manage that, maybe you shouldn't be in the job.
Yeah, that's what I'm about to say. What do you mean you can't manage it?
Well, he didn't say that. Ward Manuel didn't say it. The law firm hired by Michigan said it creates unique challenges. Okay, sure. Talk to Ross Bjork, by the way. Like, I have been critical of Ross Bjork, but like, Ross Bjork runs a very unique and diverse program over there that has a bunch of different interests, but the football program being one of them is something that's a main part of his job. Investigators also found employees and student athletes, quote, were reluctant to report concerns. Oh, whose fault would that be? Tyvis.
They had concerns.
When you were at Ohio State, mm-hmm. you guys were coming through probation. right?
Yeah. Okay. It was a dark time.
Dark time. But if anyone like so much as sniffed an illicit payment of money.
Oh my gosh.
What was the environment like? Like if you found out that like someone had come to you and said, "Hey, I want to offer you this, that, and the other." No, you can't take it.
But
did you feel like if you told people at Ohio State, they would be like, "Oh, hey, thank you for letting us know. We're going to get on that. We want to stay compliant." Would that have been fair to say that they would
back
have been,
when we was on probation?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. So they fostered an environment where you as a player, if you saw something going on, felt like you could go to a leader, like a coach or someone in leadership, and they would go, "Thank you for telling me. I will take that and we'll make sure that doesn't," you know, like they would want to comply.
Yes.
I'm not saying Ohio State has, I don't know how that is every minute of every second Ohio State's been around, but I know that from you talking to you when you were there, that was your experience, right? So the fact that Michigan does not seem like they have that environment seems like that fosters a place where stuff that shouldn't be going on could be pushed under the rug, ignored.
They literally ignored. They had like 3 or 4 things happened that all got ignored. What are we talking?
Of course they did. Yes, of course they did. The biggest one being like the coach is hanging out at the players' dorms where the assistant that he's having sex with also lives, and the players see his car there and they're like, "We know he's here. We know he's with her. We're not sure what to do about that." This comes back from the law firm. Yeah, didn't feel like people felt comfortable talking about that stuff, reluctant to report concerns. That's because you're not fostering an environment where you can do that. That's on the athletic director. That's on Ward Manuel. As for Ward Manuel, here's what the Jenner and Block investigation said. It identified failures to quickly and effectively act on allegations of wrongdoing by athletic department employees. Kind of what we just talked about. I feel like this is not a hot take, but it is a hot take Tuesday, so maybe I'll play the sound effect. I feel like the reason Ward Manuel is getting a buyout and not getting walked out the door with, you know, no chance to like get his belongings is because he knows too much about all the corruption. And so
he would just tell it all.
They probably walked up to him.
You can tell on a friend, huh?
Dude, I'm telling you, Ward Manuel, they walked in and they said, "Ward, look at this. Look at this report. Look what we found. How do you answer that?" And he goes, "I don't know. How do you answer X, Y, and Z about F, G, and Y? I don't know, like whatever." Like, I think that he came back and said, "If you're going to fire me, then I get to tell the media all the things that I have not told them, all the things I know about that's going on."
I thought they were saying that like he wanted to leave like now, and they was like, "No, we'll let you leave at the end of the year." It was like the president was kind of begging him to stay type thing.
That seems like spin. Because what I'm telling you, what I don't understand, if that's true, then I stand corrected.
Because, I mean, it is hard to, who wants to go do an AD search with football about to start?
They're literally saying here, literally said here, do you not have assistants? Do you not have, like, associate ADs?
You don't think they corrupt?
Well, that's my point, is that if it's so corrupt that he has to go, and that, to your point, they can't promote an associate AD to be the interim and let that person interview and then go through your rigorous process over the next 6 months. If they can't do that and they have to go outside the building to fix this culture, why let the guy stay and be in charge of any of that solution while you're building while you're trying to fix the damn thing? Clearly, they know there's a problem. But clearly Michigan does not want anything on them that says, "Oh yeah, there was a much larger issue here where perhaps the school president was aware of some of this as well." And also, I don't know that. I'm not making allegations. I'm saying it's suspicious to me that Ward Manuel is being allowed to kind of take a 6 month waltz through the end of his tenure, as opposed to being, if it's this bad, then you have to move on from him. Where last week they all said he was great. Then either fire him or stand by him. But instead, they're doing a middle-of-the-road thing.
It's a terrible time. They got a new basketball coach and a new football coach.
Why did you let this guy hire the new basketball coach? right? Like, that guy made the decision to promote.
All he did was promote. Yeah.
Promoted the assistant coach and said, you're full-time now.
Well, they're going to fire him after the year. So.
Oh, okay. This, I'm just, Michigan, I'm telling
you. How they record go, they're going to probably fire him and Ward, go walk out together.
I have,
here, Ward, tears your papers and take your guy with you.
Ward, I also saw reports that Ward Manuel's going to stay on as a special advisor.
I saw that too.
Which means, he's just going to keep getting paid, essentially.
Okay. So again, why, when they fire you for cause. Right. And I'm sure part of it is
he didn't get fired. He stepped down.
Yeah.
Bingo. Because if they go to him and say, we're firing you, he says, I'll sue you. You don't have cause.
Well, I mean, listen.
And if you want to go through the lawsuit process, I'll bring up some dirty laundry you don't want out there is my hot take on that. I feel like that's where that goes. Listen, and that's why he's not getting
Eddie
fired.
Eddie D video says we get a tell-all book in 10 years.
Oh, and I'll read it.
Oh, it's going to be a bestseller.
John U. Bacon, get that typewriter fired up, baby, because he's going to come to you. You got another book to write. All right, more of your thoughts. A Hot Take Tuesday, 2 minutes away. Cuts are coming to ESPN, and apparently it caused an awkward scene in Bristol yesterday. We'll tell you about it next. T-Bone and Tyvus on The Fan.
Fan traffic.
From the Atlas Butler Plumbing Services Traffic Center.
Seeing more cars right now in New Albany, especially by that 161 and 62 interchange. For our friends in Madison County, 40 East getting a little bit slower. A 19-minute commute between 42 to 270, but a lot better for our Northside drivers. If you were heading towards 315, only a 3-minute commute. That's pretty good between 270 over towards Bethel Road. I'm 10TV's Brianna Albizu with your fan.
T-Bone and Tyvus is sponsored by Capital Ford of Columbus. Find your dream ride and get approved fast at CapitalFordOfColumbus.com. Tyvus hates Girl Scout cookies.
I hate it.
And little girls.
And America. I hate it, hate.
Seriously, Tyvus, what the hell?
Okay, whatever this is, I already hate it.
You're listening to T-Bone and Tyvus.
The new voicemail line is up and active. 614-460-8010 is the number. 614-460-8010. Dylan, we get a voicemail in about the Ward Manuel situation, you said?
Yes, sir.
All right, let's hear it.
Hey, yeah, this is Scott from Mount Vernon. Listen to you guys every day. I'd like to know regarding the skunk weasels, what Ward Manuel has over that college. They basically are saying that the school had a lack of discipline, lack of institutional control, blah, blah, blah. But, oh, let's go ahead and let you stay on till December. some weird stuff going on up in there, just saying. Oh. Have a good day.
Thank you, Scott. Bye. Appreciate you listening, man. Yeah, that honestly, that's a fair point. Like, Joshua Perry's in the YouTube chat today. And he brought up this in the chat. That
Joshua Edward Perry?
Yeah, JP. He's in there. He brought up the point that, like, they don't, I think this is right, they don't have a current president at the university. They are, like, working through that.
Same Josh who calls some kid from Dublin to look terrible on tape?
Yes.
That's not a kid anymore. Yesterday.
He's a grown man.
Some young kid at Ward number 30 had to try to tackle Joshua.
You guys were all young kids. It's fine.
And made him look scary.
No, but that, to his point, that might also be why, in part, They're slow playing this Ward Manuel thing. Listen, you pay $12 million for an investigation. They did one. I want to say they did one on the Ohio State's had this problem too. They had a doctor there, you know, like a team physician that was touchy with all the people and very bad. They had that at Michigan. We have had that at Ohio State. Dr. Richard Strauss, right? That was a guy. He was awful, clearly. Well, there was a guy there who I believe was there when Bo Schembechler was there. This team doctor, and he also had this issue. They did an investigation into that guy, and they released all those findings. Like, they didn't release an outline. They just said, here, full transparency, here's what we found.
This investigation ain't releasing
I will
the
be fight? Shocked if they... So what I'm saying is, it's not like Michigan can't do that. It's that they're choosing not to.
But they're supposed to be pardon me for saying this, Michigan men.
Oh, yeah. Well, Ward Manuel's a Michigan man. He played there.
Yeah, they're supposed to be.
You can't.
Integrity.
Integrity. So they hold themselves to a higher standard than everybody else, except when they don't.
So
except when their hypocrisy gets in the way of their bravado.
That means that they should release everything.
I would think so.
That's what somebody with integrity would do.
That's why it feels like, perhaps, and look, the reason they're not doing it is, who's going to make them? Like, is the NCAA going to be like, if you don't,
they're not going to do nothing.
Do nothing. Yeah, absolutely nothing.
Do nothing.
Yeah. So, like, I, from a business standpoint, I understand why they're saying we don't have to, we're not going to, but it would create more headaches if they did. But if you want to be fully transparent, just don't pretend like you're being transparent here. You're not. Like, and I think a lot of us can put two and two together on why that might be. It might be because there are details of this that if all of this information got out, it might reflect poorly. And it, by the way, aren't they getting sued?
Blow it up.
Aren't they getting sued by Paige Shriver?
The woman
who was involved with Sharon Moore?
Isn't there a former assistant that's suing them as well?
I believe that's right.
Office coordinator?
Yeah, Chris Partridge. Yeah, that guy? Partridge. Yeah. Yeah, Partridge family dude. That guy. Yeah. Like, I'm just saying, they got active lawsuits going here. If they put out information that basically fuels those lawsuits, that's counterproductive to their bottom line.
They need to blow it up.
But like you said, honor and integrity don't care about those things. Honor and integrity say, well, I don't care if it costs me. I got to do the right thing.
Blow it up. Start over.
What's counterintuitive to their bottom line is spending $12 million to find out stuff that we all already knew, and then also them spending another $12 million on their starting quarterback.
They ought to investigate him. What's going on with that? That's been bad so far. All right, so ESPN, sadly, and NFL Network, they're now owned by ESPN, obviously. There are apparently going to be cuts today coming, so probably throughout the show we might get some news on that. Some of the people that are people you've seen on camera, people obviously behind the scenes that you've never heard of, but all of them have jobs. Like, some of those people are going to lose their jobs today, and that absolutely sucks. It does suck. I hate seeing that. Being someone in the media, we see it with iHeart, that media channel. Dylan was a part of iHeart cuts back in the day. It's no fun. Like, it's terrible to watch when giant media companies do this, especially when there's giant media companies then turn around and give Pat McAfee $60 million. Yeah. And they're like, but we don't have any money for this camera operator. Sorry. Like, that sucks.
What the iHeart way was there'd be a bunch of cuts, and then you'd get an email saying, record-breaking profits.
Yes, of course. Yeah. The next week, it'd be like, hey, shareholders, we're doing great. We cut all these people, but hey, we're doing good. So, Ryan Clark got cut yesterday. And
did you see what they pointed to as the reason to why?
No, what is the? I didn't hear.
Outside of the cut things.
Well, they're doing cuts, but yeah, they could presumably decide to keep whoever they want.
According to The Athletic, his firing was influenced by his poor verbal conduct with Peter Schrager.
Remember? That was when he basically said, if you don't play, then why are you talking?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, what did he say? Like, that's your mentality as a non-player or something like that.
He said, that's the non-player in you.
That's what it was.
Like,
yeah. Which I don't know, man. Like, is Peter Schrager like untouchable? Like, what are we talking about? He's not wrong. Like, I look at things differently than Tyvus does when I watch a football game or when I look at the sport, because I didn't play and you did. Why? I don't think that's unfair, but I guess everybody's very sensitive over at ESPN about that stuff. So anyway, yeah, that sucks. But here's the part that's even worse. He apparently was taping the NFL show on ESPN.
He's doing NFL Live.
Yeah, he's on that show every day. He was taping for it and got told during that show that he was being let go, and then just didn't do the rest of the show, which who can blame him if you're not going to work there?
Would it do the same thing?
But I checked last night. ESPN SportsCenter feed on Twitter had posted a video from yesterday of him talking about how the Dallas Cowboys might be a real contender, like basic NFL offseason chatter.
Still using them, huh?
They put the clip out yesterday. Like, it was right around the time.
They pay him?
They've been paying him. I'm sure he's getting paid out of his contract. But my point is, like, they put that out almost within an hour of when the news was breaking that he got fired. So, like, that's a terrible look from ESPN. To put that out there, to fire a guy in the middle of a show.
A lot of people say ESPN been going down, so.
I'm waiting for it. I'd love that to happen. I'd love there to be more competitors in the space. But basically, ESPN, what they serve as, everything else on that network serves as placeholders for when they have live sports, right? Like, the live sports are what carries that network, having games on.
Yeah.
All the shows are there.
I think they went and bought all the sports back. They own basketball, WWE.
college football, SEC,
all,
right?
All that.
Why do they do that? Because you're right. They want people to. That's where they make their money. But then they sell the advertisers on, hey, we'll also put you on like McAfee show or this other show. And they might make some money off those shows too. Don't get me wrong. But like they need Pat McAfee to fill time because they know that the only thing most people tune in for is live sporting events. So yeah. Those guys, him, Stephen A going viral all the time, reminds you that they have other programming that isn't live sports. Maybe you don't like those guys, but that's the reason they pay those guys all that money. It supposedly keeps them relevant.
You know what I'm interested in? When is the Big Ten TV agreement up?
Oh, I don't know.
Probably. You think ESPN jumps back in that boat?
Didn't they just redo that? I'll have to look it up in the break. I don't know. I'm Googling Big Ten TV deal right now. It says it runs through the 2029-2030 academic year.
Oh, so 3-4
years. Okay, 3-4 years. Maybe they will. Yeah, you're right. I wonder if they'll jump back in. All right, we'll come back. Morning Wood is next. T-Bone and Tyvus on the Fan.
Fan traffic.
From the Atlas Butler Plumbing Services Traffic Center.
That left lane is still blocked on
25th.
Think you know Buckeye football? These two say, hold my beer.
The Beat with Austin and Berm.
Sponsored by the Waterworks.
Daily on the Fan's YouTube and wherever you get your podcasts.
Your home of the Buckeyes,
the Fan. All your favorite fan shows are available when you want them.
Head to 971thefan.com and hit that subscribe button.
The Fan, Ohio sports destination. Your home for football, food, and fun. You're listening to T-Bone and Tyvus.
Heard of a lot of things in this business, but ESPN letting Ryan Clark go yesterday while he was taping an episode of NFL Live. I mean, it doesn't get much lower than that. Like walking in during the show and firing someone, bad.
Well, I saw something that his agent or something, he was getting wind of it. They didn't want him to know when he was on the air.
I would guess that has to be the case. Yeah. That ESPN, their argument is they said, we were afraid he was going to find out via social media and we did not want that to happen. But still, like, if you know you're going to fire the guy, maybe you owe it to him to say, don't go on this show today.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah, that would have been nice.
Yeah, you could have just done that if you thought that was getting. I mean, what changed in 2 or 3 hours from when he started doing the show or whatever time? You know what I mean? Like, that just shows a lack of incompetence at the very least from ESPN. But we got a voicemail, right, about this, about Ryan Clark's firing. 614-460-8010, 460-8010. That is the number if you want to call up and be a part of the voicemail on the show. Give me the voicemail, Dylan.
Yeah, this is Troy from Columbus. T-Bone, your hot take on ESPN and live sports, it might be relevant today, but back when I was growing up, we watched ESPN for the personalities, for SportsCenter. I would watch SportsCenter on loops and loops and loops for hours, plus the live sports. Now, they're just not any good. The announcers aren't any good. The shows aren't any good. So there is a huge difference in ESPN.
Totally.
So Tyvus is right. It's gone way downhill. Back in the day, you used to watch it for the shows and the sports. Now you just watch it for the sports.
Oh, totally agreed. By the way, I was with you on that. I mean, I used to watch it. I used to watch SportsCenter back in the day, too.
Religiously.
Oh, every day.
Religiously.
Every morning.
It was,
or evening or whatever time you flipped it on.
Definitely part of the morning.
But the problem is the people who run ESPN, they now know that they can hire cheaper. And I'm not trying to disparage the talent that's there. They have a lot of very talented people that still work there. But they can cut back the amount of programming. They can hire big personalities who go viral. That's what they care about now, is guys going viral on social media. YouTube hits matter more than you viewing on your TV throughout the day. They don't care about the TV ratings nearly as much as they used
until
it gets to this live sports. So they have a couple placeholder guys who are big names. By the way, Stephen A., how many shows is he on? He's on all the time. They bring him in on everything. He's got all, you know, he's got his debate shows. He's got, he does radio stuff. He's on pregame and postgame and halftime for NBA.
Get paid?
Right.
He's
so they
better.
And what do they do with Pat McAfee?
He on everything.
He's on everything too. So they pay a couple guys to be on everything.
Man, Pat McAfee getting $60 million. Who you think you get now, Jesse?
$50 million.
Did we play it at the same time or did I play it twice?
$50 million. And who you think you kidnapped, Chelsea Clinton?
Yeah, all I know is this is a situation that I'm with the caller there, that like that is absolutely where it used to be. They have changed over the years. Well, that's too bad.
It's about, you're right. It's about going viral? I mean, because people know that they're going to tune into ESPN. But like a lot of attention nowadays, especially the younger demo, is that it's on social media. So mm-hmm. how can we get clips?
Yep.
Who's giving who's saying things that's going to get us clips and get us clicks and things like that? And that's just kind of the world we live in.
No, if you go watch Scott Van Pelt's like Sports Center that he does, it's phenomenal. Yeah. They still do a great show.
The late night one?
It's buried at 11:30 at night. Yeah. And it's like, I mean, yeah, some people, like, I'm just saying that would be something that would have been like on at 6, or it would have been at, you know, yes, at 11, but also that would have been playing all night long.
Right.
And then it would have been on in the morning. They would have someone equally as good as that doing the mornings. Mm-hmm. And now that's just, that's not where we're at with Sports Center. So they have changed that.
Chris Berman. Whoops.
Yep. Stuart Scott, RIP.
Yeah.
Stuart Scott.
Exactly right.
Bring right. Jay Crawford back.
Your guy. Then he wouldn't get to do Ultimate Cleveland Sports Show with you. So that would be any good.
Oh, my bad. I was going to say, didn't he also work
right
here next door?
Yeah. He started here. Yeah, actually, I have a at home with Dom and Kirby and all that. Yeah. So I have a program from Ohio State back. I want to say it was they played the Washington Huskies. And I have the game program for that from like 94. And they have the 10 TV like ad there, and it has Jay on it, has Dom, and it has Herbie. I'm trying to remember who else was on it. Maybe it was Jeff Logan or somebody like another former Buckeye. Like they had a bunch of people on there, but yeah, that picture still, I see that and I go, man, I think all those guys started here. It's pretty crazy. And Dom worked with all of them. Go figure. All right. It's time for Morning Wood. Let's do it.
It's good to know where you stand on the important issues.
Oh my.
This is Morning Wood.
All right, Dylan Morningwood, question number one.
All right, I'm going to be honest. I straight up stole this question from the On the Money guys.
That's fine.
I wanted to get your guys' take on it because you're both pretty well-traveled. Would you rather stay at an Airbnb or a hotel?
Ooh. I feel weird being in Airbnbs.
I do, too.
I'm not a big... Like, if it's just me traveling... If you have like a whole family of people, obviously like a rental is probably, you know what I mean? Like for the kids trying to get five people, Airbnb is what we prefer to do.
Right.
But just me traveling solo or me and my wife, I'd rather just have a hotel. I don't need all that. I don't need 18 rooms of a house. I don't need a backyard for all that.
Airbnbs stress me out a little bit because it's somebody's property. So that means that it's probably cameras.
Yep.
Mm. And it's like, I feel like somebody's watching me.
Yeah, it is.
And I just don't feel comfortable with that. So
I'm with you.
Give me the hotel.
I mean, the hotel could be similarly weird like that, but I just feel like hotels are usually owned, and I guess some Airbnbs are too. Hotels are usually owned by giant corporations with massive, like, legal liabilities if they're doing underhanded stuff like that. Like, you get into significant problems if you're doing that as a hotel.
Yeah.
Like, I will win a major lawsuit if it's some bed and breakfast in Nantucket. I don't feel like that would go, you know what I mean? That might be, I don't know.
Plus the hotel chain, they come in and make your bed for you.
Yeah, they do all that stuff too, right? I'm 100. When you go to an Airbnb,
fresh towels.
Yes.
The worst thing about the Airbnb is when you get the list of like, all right, you will take the trash out. Yeah. You will put it in this receptacle. You will not touch this. You will do this. You will wash all the dishes. It's like, I'm out. Like, yeah. I'd rather be in a hotel.
Thomas,
I'm
good with a hotel. You're uncomfortable thinking that maybe you've...
I've seen too many horror movies, you know.
You've actually accomplished your backup career of working with mattress actresses without actually knowing it. That makes you uncomfortable.
Yeah, there's cameras. You said you could have made that as a career. What's the problem?
I'm just saying, like, well, that one, I know the camera's on, so, like, I have to perform. When you don't know the camera's on,
yes.
Like, you know, you never know.
Right, I see.
And then,
I gotcha.
Then they leaked the footage, and it wasn't your A-game. You know what I'm saying?
That's right, yeah.
Now exactly. You looked at all with the side eye. That's what I'm saying. Like, you gotta, if I know that I'm on camera and I know this is going out there.
Yeah. That's right.
Listen, you call me Mike in 96, baby.
I stayed at an Airbnb in L.A. right by the airport. I went to WrestleMania 39, and this was the weirdest situation ever. So first of all, we got there in the middle of the night, and it's basically these people have their property, and then they have like a shed essentially in the back, which is the Airbnb. They also have chickens just running around on this property.
No.
This is in LA, right by the airport.
Like chickens?
Yes, chickens.
Dude. Running on the property.
Yes. So it's dark and I'm not good at following directions. Okay. So yeah. I get to the property I open the doors open. I walk right in. I hear all these fans and ACs going. Then I hear someone snoring. I'm like,
no.
I just walked into these people's houses.
Oh,
why is your door unlocked, first of all?
You walked into somebody's house?
Yeah. Oh,
yeah. Because you didn't follow the directions on the email,
yes.
Right?
Yeah, you what? Yeah. You walked into the right people.
I slowly walk backwards and close the door. And then I'm like, oh, is it this building in the back?
Oh, dude.
And even though it was like a shed, it was nice. It was a really nice Airbnb, but I was like, man, what a weird setup.
Yeah, that is bizarre. I don't know. I'm not trying to top your story, but like buddies of mine in the Dick Trickle Racing League, my buddy Ori, who runs that. So we went to Bristol Motor Speedway, go to a NASCAR race.
Okay.
And Bristol sits on the border of Tennessee and Virginia. Okay. So like the state line goes right, like Main Street is the state line, basically.
Okay.
So we stayed out in like rural Tennessee, basically. Because Bristol's a tiny town. There's not a lot of hotels. And the hotels that are there are booked up a year in advance for this race. So you can't get them anyway. So we stayed at a place and we get there and it's a horse barn. Like the people owned a house and they had a giant horse barn. But when you have horse barns, sometimes you have like living quarters there for people who like maybe come over the summer and like help with the horses or stuff like that. So that we had basically barracks on top of a horse barn.
That's what I was about to say.
In the middle of like the summer with the horse smells and no Wi-Fi, no cell signal, basically.
Oh, yeah, I'm going to sleep in the car. I'm going to sleep in the car. And I might have a blick on me just to, that one. I'm asleep in the car with it on my lap.
And you start to fall asleep, and then the horse will just like, like you just hear that, you're like, and then a banjo starts playing, and you're like, what is going
on in the car?
Yeah, that was
had a doors locked, blick on my lap.
Yeah, we had a good time. I mean, we played cards basically all the time, but yeah, it was. I don't know. It was an interesting couple days. I'll put it that way. All right. We have a hot take coming up from the voicemail line that I think is insane. You will hear that next. T-Bone and Tyvus on the Fan.
Fan traffic.
From the Atlas Butler Plumbing Services Traffic Center.
Well, the drive's still looking pretty easy on 315, especially southbound by Henderson Road if you're heading out the door and making your way towards that downtown Columbus area. And for our friends in Madison County, we're talking a little bit more west of the area. Looking good on 70 East, especially only an 11-minute commute between 42 to 270. I'm 10TV's Brianna Albizu with your fan results.
Broadcasting live from the McDaniel GM Superstore Studios, driving excellence since 1916. Chevrolet. Together, let's drive. WBNS HD1 Columbus.
Good morning, I'm Dylan Gonzalez. Yesterday was announced Ward Manuel will step down from his position as the University of Michigan's athletic director. The decision follows a $12 million independent culture review, which identified concerns about organizational accountability and oversight within the athletic department. Manuel will officially step down at the end of the calendar year. In Major League Baseball last night, the Cleveland Guardians hit 7 home runs in their 13-4 rout of the Twins. They'll play Minnesota again tonight with first pitch at 6:40. Meanwhile, the Cincinnati Reds were in Seattle and got crushed 9-0. They'll look to bounce back against the Mariners tonight at 9:40. This update is sponsored by TurboTrack Realty. Done with that property? Call John Kozik at TurboTrack Realty and get a cash offer today. 614-472-000. Breaking sports news when it happens right here on The Fan, Ohio's sports destination.
Only contraband hiding in Tyvus's butt cheeks is a Kit Kat bar. You're listening to T-Bone and Tyvus.
Tweet the program at Bone and Tyvus 971. It is a hot take Tuesday. More of the hot takes coming up here in mere moments. Actually, I have a couple hot takes from the YouTube chat. This one comes from Alex, the King. Alex said, hot take Tuesday. Jeremiah Smith is better than DeVonta Smith. All that's missing is a Heisman. Give him 117 catches, 1,856 yards, and 23 touchdowns. There won't be a debate about the best college wide receiver. Now,
that's all he needs to do.
Those are
well,
okay.
I want to say,
those are very lofty expectations. But two, if he does those things, yeah, obviously, statistically, there would be no concern. But yeah, I feel like if you watch him play, I mean, it's a very fun discussion to have, but I know who I would take if it was between those two in college. I'm taking Jeremiah Smith every single day. That's Maybe I'm biased. I am biased. I'm a Buckeye fan.
Hold on now.
Hold on what?
1,800 yards. How many touchdowns you say?
23. I don't think he's getting that this year. I'd love to see it.
18, 56, and 23 touchdown hundred. That's, come on now. That's in college?
Look, I think I agree that Jeremiah is better, but I don't.
Is ridiculous.
Let's lower the expectations to Heisman winning level stats that Devontae Smith had, which were 98 catches for 1,500 yards and 17 touchdowns.
I don't know. What is the significance of these numbers? Is that like what it would take to catch Devontae Smith's numbers?
No,
like
I think those were just career? Lofty numbers that were just thrown out.
Okay, there. Hey, if that I mean, okay,
what
sure.
What was Devontae Smith's Heisman number?
98 receptions, 1,500 receiving yards, and 17 touchdowns.
If Jeremiah Smith has that.
Yeah, 98 receptions for 1,500 yards? Yeah. Jeremiah Smith as a freshman has 76 for 1,300.
Yeah. I'm saying if he has those numbers, like, Jeremiah Smith is winning, I would think, is winning the Heisman.
I just don't think.
1,500 yards and how many touchdowns?
17.
That's all he had?
You don't think that would you don't think that would get
Jeremiah
him?
Jeremiah Smith had 15 as a freshman.
Okay, I'm just saying you don't think that would, with the combined everyone knowing how great he is, and then if he has another year like that,
it's a quarterback award though.
Okay, that sucks, and I know that's true, but I feel like Jeremiah Smith absolutely, if he puts up anything close to those numbers, like he'll be in that conversation.
I don't think that. The circumstances are going to allow Jeremiah Smith to put up numbers like that between how defenses are going to play him. And then if you remember the year that Devonta Smith won the Heisman, Weddle got hurt.
Yeah, sure.
And
did.
So he got a lot
Who, Jalen Waddle?
Waddle.
Yeah.
Thank you. Jalen Waddle got hurt. And then that allowed him to get a lot more targets that I'm sure that Alabama thought he was going to get prior to that point. I feel like the Buckeye offense is a lot more balanced.
And I think it will be.
That defensive coverages will allow him to get numbers that like 100 catches for 17 touchdowns and 1,500 yards.
That man had 117 catches for 1,800 yards and 23 touchdowns.
Did he do that?
In 2020, yes, he
did. Oh, so that's not the year he won the Heisman then. Is that what you're saying?
He had, yeah.
That's the year he won the Heisman?
Okay, because I was trying, because Dylan, I was asking what stats, like what these numbers, so that's what the numbers are from. That's what he's saying. That's his Heisman.
Okay. 18,
well, yeah, I mean, if he has those numbers, he should win the Heisman too. Yeah.
What is y'all talking about? That's ridiculous.
It's an insane number. No, but I'm saying I'd still take Jeremiah Smith over him. I think if I need one pass caught for one play, I'm taking Jeremiah Smith.
Would you take Jamar Chase over him?
Jamar Chase?
Yeah. You need his college, what he had.
No. I don't need his stats. I'm just thinking of him as a player. Like,
at LSU, he had 84 catches, 17, 80, and 20 touchdowns.
I just feel like Jeremiah Smith being such a, he's a bigger frame than those guys. Is he not?
He is.
I'm saying I would much rather.
He's like the modern day Julio Jones.
Yeah. Like I'm saying I put him in those categories of like, if you ask me if I'd rather have him or Julio Jones, now I'm having that conversation. I have him or Calvin Johnson. Then like, I put him more in that category.
At Georgia Tech was like, you know.
What?
But like he wasn't that, was he?
I don't care what he was at Georgia Tech. I'm talking about the player himself.
Georgia Tech ran the ball. Let me see.
I think they were running triple option at the time. I don't even know why Calvin Johnson went there.
I know. It was such an outlier for him. All right. Do we have this? This is a hot take from Tyler Danberg, who, of course, you hear on The Fan. He does sidelines for Ohio State football. Broadcast women's basketball, baseball, and is also our update anchor here in afternoons. Does a lot of things here at The Fan. So Tyler had a hot take for us today. Go ahead and play that, Dylan, if you got it.
Hi, guys. This is Tyler in Columbus, and my hot take is that sleeping with socks on is incredibly comfortable. I get a lot of hate from friends and family, but I think it regulates your body temperature a little bit better. Your nails don't scratch the covers. I think it's a really enjoyable experience. What do you guys think? Have a great day.
Thanks, Tyler. First of all, you get hatred rightfully for that. I'm going to say from your friends and family, because that's
with the socks on.
I can't do it.
I could do that as a kid, as an adult. It's uncomfortable.
I've never liked it. I have to have the socks off. I have. It's not for me. If it's for you, great, I'll let you live. But like, yeah, I don't have a problem with the nail scratching No, I just never had that issue.
I want to build on Tyvus's point. Tyler is still in, I think, his early 20s. he could probably still sleep in the car without his neck hurting. Like, he can sleep with his socks on. He doesn't need to worry about sleep sounds or temperature regulation.
Sure.
I'm entering my mid-30s, and these are concerns that I now have that I never had as a kid. Like, I could just go to sleep. Yeah, you could just, you know. But Tyler probably could fall asleep with his jeans on still.
Yeah.
That's not something that I can do.
That's exactly. Nah. That is. I think that's right. I think as you get older, it becomes much more of a delicate. Now, some people start off that way, but I think, like, that's. I see it with my kids. Sometimes I see where they fall asleep in the house, and I'm like, because they're just be on the couch watching something, and the position they're laying in when they fall asleep, I'm like, how in the world is that comfortable? Me, I'd be in traction if I tried to do that. I couldn't sleep like that.
I have a picture of my kid. She fell asleep. She was leaning on the couch, but she was standing up, passed out. Like, these kids, they can just go to sleep wherever. Right. Once you become a little bit older.
The sock thing, though, I mean, I feel like that's not even, it's just more about, like, comfort level. Like,
him choosing to do that versus, like, just falling asleep accidentally with your socks on, those are two different things.
Well, I found out, working with Common Man all these years, I didn't know this early on when we started working, but I found out working with him. I wonder if Tyler has sleeping socks, because Common Man has outdoor, like, socks for going out and socks for when he gets in the house.
Like, Josh got jeans for naps.
Yeah, Josh. I'm trying.
Oh, he actually does that?
Yeah, he naps. And that's all.
Yeah. Oh, it's a whole, you don't. So listen, remember I told you that I got into the car. We had that conversation last Thursday or whenever it was when I went with him. Yeah. I was going to go get a pair of these napping jeans. And I'm going to try them. I'm going to try them.
What is the napping jean? What does it consist of? How is it different than a regular jean?
I don't know, but they.
Did you buy them?
Yeah, they measured me and everything. They're going to send them to me.
You get custom-made napping jeans?
Yeah.
Dylan, it must be nice, right? It must be nice.
Josh was talking about it, so I said, let me see.
Wow.
Because you know I don't take naps. So when I put these jeans on, they better make me feel
like, are they like
I'm going to bed.
Are they sweatpant material?
Yeah, are they like jeggings, essentially?
They stretchy.
Okay, they got some stretch to them. That's fine. Okay.
But they essentially jeans.
Wow. I've heard him talk about the napping jeans thing. Yeah.
I'm trying though.
I need a full breakdown.
I sure will.
Let us know how this goes.
I need to know if Josh need to fly a kite or not.
Well, no, Common Man, he one time told me that and I was shocked that he said, oh yeah, I have socks for like when I get home, I've had my shoes on all day. My socks have been in my shoes getting sweaty. Now I'm going to walk around my house with sweaty feet. No, I'm going to take those off.
He washes his feet.
I don't know if he washes his feet, but then he has socks for around the house that he wears, and those don't go in the shoes. And then the socks that he wears in the shoes, he puts those on by the door, and then shoes, and then goes outside. He doesn't wear shoes in the house, obviously. That I think we should all understand. That's a fairly, like, most people do that, right. But... yeah, Common Man takes it to another level where it's like he... So I felt guilty when I went over there because I'm like, I have just my... one pair of socks I brought here. I
should have some.
I didn't have
no little, like, what's it called? Booties or something?
I've seen that. Like, if you go to like high end real estate, you go in, they have like a little machine that'll like seal your foot up in plastic.
Right.
And you can walk around in the house with your shoes on. That's what he needs for his house. I thought about getting him one day, and then the price was, I don't know if it was napping jeans level price, but it was expensive.
A little out of your budget.
A little out of my budget.
I also learned recently about blood pressure socks.
I don't know.
Oh, that's for like circulation,
yes,
right?
Yes, I was like, oh, this is a thing that when I'm older, I got to consider.
Oh, yeah, there's all kinds of stuff. Trust me, you're only scratching the surface, Dylan. Don't you worry. What's the plan for the NFL's number one pick this year? One NFL insider thinks he could be pretty bored. We'll tell you why next. T-Bone and Tyvus on the Fan.
Fan traffic
from the Atlas Butler Plumbing Services Traffic Center.
Good morning. Besides the usual slowdowns we're used to seeing around the metro around this time, we really don't have any crashes to report right now, but we do have some rain that is moving into our area. Some dark skies notice, especially over towards that west side, just outside of London. A live look at that traffic cam, 70 at 42. Thankfully, your roads are still okay. Drive times are up to par this morning. Just, of course, go slow if rain is falling in your area. I'm 10TV's Brianna Albizu with your fan.
If only there was a radio show that constantly talked about Ohio State athletics. Well, good news. It's real, baby. The Buckeye Show.
Weeknights at 6.
Proud to be your flagship home of the Buckeyes. The Fan, Ohio's sports destination. Fan weather.
From the Logan AC and Heat Services Weather Center.
There are still some questions on how exactly the day is going to evolve, but the general theme is this morning things are fairly quiet. We should start to see some scattered scattered thunderstorms develop from the northwest later this morning into the midday. Those run into the afternoon. Could be strong with heavy rain as well. Lower 80s for a high. Then for tomorrow, much quieter weather, mostly sunny and pleasant. Highs in the mid-70s. For The Fan, I'm 10 Weather Impact meteorologist Justin Gertz.
We've been your Jackets flagship station since day one. All the goals, all the action, all the memories. Your home for the Columbus Blue Jackets, The Fan, Ohio sports destination.
Remember the time producer Dylan said that Alabama should be in the playoffs and that Tyvus started yelling at him? Those were good times. And remember later that day when Tyvus punched him in the face? Oh, classic stuff. Here's T-Bone and Tyvus.
All right. I saw, you know, we usually don't do this on the show, but there was a death that I saw that I wanted to dedicate the show today to someone special who passed away.
Okay.
Usually this is like a famous person.
Definitely a first.
Well, this is not a famous person, but this came across my timeline, and I felt like it would be worth bringing up on the show. I want to honor a man who sadly passed away a couple weeks ago, okay. July 1st, 2026. This is from Altoona, Wisconsin. This man was someone who served in the Army National Guard.
Okay.
Let him live. That was great. He also apparently started his career at the age of 18 back in 1956. This man started a long and dedicated career as an optician at various places where they sell glasses in this part of Wisconsin. He worked there for 70 years.
Oh.
Okay.
Okay.
So, like, loved his work.
You know this man?
I don't know this man, but now finding out about him, I feel like it's appropriate to bring him up on the show because he lived a full life. They even said that him and his wife, they lived on the west side. They always had people over. They had a bowling machine in the basement, like a bowling alley in their basement.
That's pretty cool.
And they would invite people over to come in. So he just seemed like a guy who loved life, right? Mm-hmm. I was struck by the man's name. His name is Richard Porn. Better known to his friends.
Corn?
Nope, 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 nope.
With the P.
Porn. P-O-R-N, Richard Porn.
So they call him Dick Porn.
His friends call him Dick, yes. So that's right.
And he is the only one I've ever met that can handle my junk.
So R.I.P. to
I should have known.
Dick Porn.
I should have known.
People ask at times like these, when someone passes, they say, how will he be remembered? Were people, how did they perceive Richard Porn? In his hometown of Altoona, Wisconsin. And Tyvus, I'm here to tell you, the people of Altoona, Wisconsin, they didn't just like Dick Porn. They love Dick Porn.
Here is exactly my problem.
They're calling him a pillar of the community, Tyvus. They're calling him a pillar of the community.
This is exactly my problem with Dick being the nickname for Richard.
It's his name.
Name like that, you cannot go by that. You just can't. You got to go by Rich or Rick.
He went by Dick.
Clearly.
Let him live.
Clearly.
A man, they said, who was steadfast in his beliefs, took a stand when others wilted. He remained strong in his beliefs. Preceded in death by his parents, Harry and Bridget Porn. May he rest in peace. Dick Porn, age 88. Sorry to hear about his passing. Thoughts with his family. Okay, you want another hot take? It's Hot Take Tuesday.
How
do we go on? I just dedicated the program to Richard Porn. What's wrong with that?
What are we talking about?
Dedication
of the show?
I feel bad for this guy.
Rest of the show, I got to think about this. Think about this man's name.
I can't help it. I didn't name him. That's his name. But I feel like there's fine Americans everywhere. We need to take time
have kids?
Doesn't say. It does. I don't know if he did. I'm sure he probably did. In looking at the obituary, it does say not only did he have kids, he had grandkids. So he was clearly
it's a whole line of porn.
I come from a long line of porn. That's right.
And Josh,
my mother was in porn. My father was porn, and I too now am a proud porn.
You got to be very careful with the name.
You got to think. There's lots of stuff you can't. Yeah, that's.
It's like the Knipples. they had to be very strategic.
Well, Con Knipple, we keep talking about how no one knows what his middle name is.
all of his brothers
all have names that start with K. The last name starts with K. What's that middle name?
There's no way that their middle name starts with a K. It just, you can't do that.
I would hope not.
You just can't do
that. I hope not. I need to know what it does start with, though. Just going to have to figure that out.
Josh is in the chat explaining the genes.
Oh my God! Okay.
do you have Joshua Perry's hot take? Because he left us a hot take on our by the way, our voicemail line, in case you need it.
Josh left a hot take.
614-460-8010. Voicemails are flying in.
Do we want Tyvus to read the comment about the genes first? Because
read the comment and then we'll hear.
It floored me.
Okay, I didn't see it.
The genes are custom. Two material options: one Japanese, one Italian. Japanese denim is still comfortable enough to sleep in. Said he did not specifically get the jeans to sleep in, but when the denim breaks in, it's like wearing a second skin.
Okay.
not a third or a fourth skin.
I don't know.
A second skin.
I don't know. I feel like this is all too much, man. Like, if you've got to figure out how to take a nap, but you need your special pants to wear, I mean, no offense, Joshua, that one's good for you. Especially if that's...
The Japanese is stiffer and the Italian is softer. What is he talking about?
I don't know. All I know is I can't stop thinking about our guy Dick Porn. I feel bad about him. I still feel bad for him. So I wonder if he wore napping jeans. We don't know.
You said Josh had a hot take?
Yeah, he did.
Oh yeah, go ahead and play his hot take.
Hey y'all. This is Joshua in Delaware, your boy JP, calling for a hot take Tuesday. And I've been ruminating on this one for a little while, been thinking about it, and I just think it's true. So I think that the typical NFL game is like watching Iowa football. And if you want an example of that, go look up the scoring offense and scoring defense numbers of your Super Bowl champ Seattle Seahawks from last year, and do the same thing with the Iowa Hawkeyes. And you tell me what the difference is. That's my hot take.
Okay. No, I'd have to go. I'd have to go look up these numbers.
The scoring in the NFL is similar to Iowa's game. Is that what he's?
I think he's right on. By the way, that's a fact. Yeah, I have long since said I don't understand the people who love the NFL and never watch college football. Like, I get liking both. I like both. I mean, I'm a Browns fan, so I don't enjoy the NFL as much as I enjoy my college football, because my college team far outstrips anything that my NFL team ever does. But
it's a different year, so it'll be a change.
Great. Fantastic.
Where's the optimism?
But on average, when you flip on an NFL game, what you're getting is consistency, to Joshua Perry's point. You're getting a lot of games where it's like, oh, hey, here's the, I don't know, 6-4 team going up against the 4-6 team. Oh, hey, look, it ended up being a 3-point game. Like, it's a close game. There's a lot of decent play in it. All of that. I don't prefer that as much as I prefer college football, because in college football, you have sometimes a guy who literally cannot play safety, playing safety. You have a guy who cannot throw the football, playing quarterback. There's chaos. There's randomness. There's goofiness. There's mascots of actual animals on the field. Like, I prefer the chaos of college football to the steady, bland NFL product, in my opinion. Now, I watch both of them. I obviously watch a team that often themselves employs a quarterback who does not know how to throw, in the Cleveland Browns. But generally speaking, if I'm going to flip on a boring college football game or a boring NFL game of teams I don't care about, I'm probably going to have more fun watching the college football game, because at least something stupid is going to happen. Something wild's going to happen. You may tune in the game and it being 70-40. You know, like, that just doesn't happen in the NFL.
No,
NFL games are a lot
more.
The
talent is usually equal.
I know the talent's equal.
I like that.
I get that too.
Because, like, see, when you're in the league, like, you can't, if you take the wrong step, it's something as small as just taking the wrong step.
Yeah.
That will get you beat. And I like that.
I like that. That's fair. And I think if you're a diehard football fan from, like, day one, you grew up playing it like you did, I understand all that. I'm here more for the drama, the storylines, the excitement, like the atmosphere. Atmosphere in college is far better than anything in the NFL.
That's a fact.
There's no NFL stadium that holds a candle to, like, the top 25 college stadiums.
Well,
as far as
Seattle,
atmosphere,
Seattle's pretty nice. Kansas City is pretty nice.
Seattle. Maybe throw Buffalo in there. Seattle, right?
Yes.
Their fans are crazy.
I would say top three, yes.
So I don't think there's any of those programs, any of those teams, I don't think they hold a candle to the top 10.
They jumping off tables. They jumping through tables. I don't think nobody in college is doing that.
Joshua's take is the exact reason why I bitched so hard when the Seahawks won the Super Bowl. Because when you have a team that is just locking people up but has a quarterback that's probably not even top third in the league, this is what you get. Yeah. It's just boring.
Well, but
they played a boring game.
Hold on.
Yes.
I think boring is different. Boring is different. I feel like
you just hate defense.
There's that. Sure.
I enjoy.
I bet you did, Titus.
Like, okay, let me ask you this. Remember when the Panthers played the Broncos with the Cam Newton?
Yeah.
Did you not enjoy that?
Yeah, but there were stars all over the field, including the quarterbacks. With a good defense.
Oh, my God.
Great defenses, both of them were.
I feel like you enjoy watching Christian Gonzalez out there making plays.
No, I did not enjoy the Seahawks-Patriots Super Bowl with Sam Darnold and Drake May at quarterback.
What about the halftime show?
The halftime show was the best part.
I feel like your point though is star power. You're saying these quarterbacks, if they were guys who had a lazy take, is it a lazy take? Those guys are not as fully formed as celebrities as some of these other people care. That's what people tune in for.
Then you're in for the wrong reason.
I agree with you. I'm pointing out that I enjoyed the game itself on its face. I don't think it was like the most exciting game I've ever watched, but I thought it was a well-played football game.
29 points was scored by Seattle. Kenneth Walker had 135 yards.
Yeah, rushing. It was fine. But I agree with Joshua's main point here that your average NFL game is more like an Iowa football game.
They all close.
Yeah, they're all close. And to me, that at some point it's like, oh, this one really matters. And it's like, you want to go to 18 of these things. No, you can't sell me on every one of them is just as impactful as the next one. It's not. And good news, college football wants to go right into that system. They're like, yes, sign us up to have more games. So they're all less relevant. All right, we didn't get to the first round pick. So here you go. Kirk Cousins is going to start for the Raiders, is what Ian Rappaport's saying. Oh. Do you believe that?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Start the season off?
No, he's saying the plan is for him to do it all year.
That'd be great for Fernando, but that's not going to happen.
I don't think that's going to happen. I don't think that's going to happen.
Kirk probably is going to get hurt, and Fernando's going to jog.
Yeah, I would think so.
That's probably because anytime you have a plan to have somebody start for the whole year, he gets hurt.
Yeah,
the only person that I think that worked for was Alex Smith and Patrick Mahomes.
Yeah, exactly right. All right, 2 minutes away. There's an SEC coach taking a shot at the Big Ten. Go figure. We'll give you that. Coming up next, T-Bone and Tyvus on The Fan.
Fan traffic.
From the Atlas Butler Plumbing Services Traffic Center.
Rain continuing to fall in parts of our area this Tuesday morning, especially on the northwest corner from Marysville to Plain City, even towards Dublin in that 270 outer belt. Thankfully, the roads are still okay. No incidents to report whatsoever, but of course, be mindful of ponding, especially on those shoulders. Be careful on ramps and go slow and just be patient. I'm 10TV's Brianna Albizu with your
T-Bone and Tyvus is sponsored by Capital Ford of Columbus. Find your dream ride and get approved fast at CapitalFordOfColumbus.com. Every time Tyvus laughs, take a drink. Just kidding. You'd be dead in 30 seconds. You're listening to T-Bone and Tyvus.
Quinn in the chat makes a good point. He said, and that is a massive if, the Browns ever win a Super Bowl, the NFL would be in a frenzy. I might go into cardiac arrest. When Ohio State wins a championship, it's almost expected. NFL wins for me. Hey, that's a fair point. The Browns ever win a championship, that will be so earned from the standpoint of like the suffering of Browns fans or any bad football team, right? If the Jets go out and win a Super Bowl after years and years of fumbling around, their fan base will be on cloud nine. And that is something I don't think we as college football fans who root for a great team like Ohio State, we've experienced it. You know, like after you've experienced a few championships, now it becomes more like, yeah, when are we going to get the next one? Not will this happen in my lifetime? That's a fair point. The microphone helps.
Rookie mistake. I think that in college, everybody is infatuated with domination. Like they just want it to be a dominant team.
That's
like,
right.
And and then people hate it. Like people hated Alabama because they were so dominant.
Mm-hmm.
But then like all you want for your team is to be that team where it just, you go out there and you just blow every team out by 21 plus points. And it, but then you get to the NFL and that doesn't, you're not used to seeing close games, nail biters. But like, that's why you watch it. Cause you want to see the nail biter. You want to take it all the way down to how many times you watch a Buckeye game, like against Ball State. People are going to check out after the third quarter. It's over with. Like, yeah, they're going to be up by like 40 points. It's like, oh, it's over with. But like in the NFL, you like to watch those games where it's like, oh, he need this last drive. Joe Burrow got to march him down with 2 minutes left. Like, this is where the quarterbacks are made. Like, that's so, like, don't tell me that you don't like competitive games. Because, yes, no, you do.
I like competitive games. I do. But I also acknowledge that, like, what I'm watching has to be relevant. And if it's two and eight football teams having a very competitive 14-10 football game,
I still feel the same way.
I can enjoy that in the moment and then also say none of this is relevant. These two teams suck. All, if anything, it's relevant the other way, where it's, well, one of these teams won this game. That might hurt their draft stock. They might fall down a slot and not get the quarterback they want.
That's a shame. That all people think about is the draft.
When you have a bad football organization, that's something that becomes more like the Super Bowl. So,
how often has one player in the draft changed the whole franchise?
That's irrelevant. How often does somebody win the lottery? Millions of people go play it every year. And all these teams say, but if we get that Joe Burrow, if I just get that one guy, he'll change our franchise. And so everybody signs up. Everybody who's not a playoff team signs up and says, it's not even a lottery. You get the first pick.
Has Joe Burrow been the biggest impactful player for an organization in like the last 10 years?
I don't know. 10 years?
Because it's not even Patrick. Wasn't Kansas City like a playoff team?
Yeah, they made it with Alex Smith.
Oh, you're saying like going from nothing to that?
Yeah.
Oh, I mean, Bengals a little bit earlier than that were also like a regular playoff team.
They
right?
went to the Super Bowl. Well, I guess the Kansas City won the Super Bowl.
Yeah, I'm
Tyvus, what have the Bengals done in the last 3 years that you're making this statement?
Yeah, I don't know.
That's what I want to know.
I don't know.
You're going to get my blood pressure up about the Bengals. Like, they have not done anything.
You know what? I forgot that you are rooting against them this year. It is sad. Against the team.
Yeah, but going back to the NFL versus college thing, like, I understand that U-Bone, that someone who was born here and raised here and rooted for the Buckeyes your whole life, why you're perspective is the way it is, but I think that the most average sports fan in this country is like, the NFL is better than college because the NFL players are better than the college players. Like,
I know that.
It's like, why would you rather watch the JV when you could watch the varsity is the way I look at it. That's the same way I feel about the NBA and college basketball. It's like, the better players are the professional players, not the amateur players. So I would rather watch that. I understand you have like the environment thing with college, but that's like a few times a year where you get a big game environment at a place like, you know, Fog Allen or here at the Horseshoe. But I feel like for the most part,
no, don't get me
on
wrong,
a regular basis, I'm preferring to watch what is the better product because it's the better players and the better coaches.
I get that. But also like the better product, like I feel like the NFL is by far, yes, the quality of play is better. It's all done exceptionally. All that's true. My whole point, I'm not trying to convince anybody else to watch it. I'm just telling you how I feel is when I watch those games, I feel like I'm watching Delta versus American Airlines. Like, I don't feel like I feel like I'm watching giant corporate brands. And by the way, college is trying to get there. They're trying desperately to get there. They want to be corporate brands. What they need to be is what college football has been. Instead, they're trying to become like the NFL. But the NFL becomes such a thing now where I'm like, oh, good. I'm rooting for like one team that's probably going to go 9-8 versus one team that's going to go 8-9. And I can't get as excited about that as I can when I find out that in the third quarter, Texas A&M is down by 14 to a team that's like Troy or something like that. Like, those games are always going to get my juices flowing more than, oh, did you know there's a big upset in the NFL? No, there's no such thing. There's no such thing in the NFL as a big upset. Everything's just like, oh, hey, this team that should be better finally played good for a week, and this team that is better didn't. And that's all there is. NFL doesn't have that over college football. But yeah, I get what you're saying. The majority of sports fans are on your side, Dylan and Tyvus. Like, more people prefer the NFL. Go look at the ratings.
There is a thing as an upset. When the Browns lost to the Jets the last year.
Shut the hell up.
That is so upset.
Yeah, that's right. Okay, speaking of losers, here's Eli Drinkwitz, Missouri's head coach. The SEC media days are going on, so the parade of hillbillies is happening down south. This is him talking about SEC stadiums.
Right? I think the one thing that we don't get enough credit for in the SEC is the challenge of the stadiums that we play in the environments that we play in. I think, you know, obviously FIFA World Cup has done a tremendous job of putting our stadiums on display, and the stadiums they're playing in, they're great stadiums, but they're not comparable to the SEC stadiums that you're talking about. I mean, I think yesterday FIFA's World Championship was in front of 80,000. Well, that's 25,000 short of some of these other stadiums that we play in Death Valley and Athens and in Ben Griffin Hill, I think it's 88,000. But, I mean, Knoxville, you know, that's a whole different deal. And there's nothing you can do to remove 20,000 people from a game. That's a tremendous challenge for anybody to walk into. And, hey, we got to play Starkville at night this year.
Cowbells.
I think that's about 80,000 strong there. That's going to be a real challenge.
Is he trolling?
Oh, he totally has.
He has to be trolling.
We got to play at Starkville at night? Listen, oh, my God. Is Dak Prescott back there? What are we talking about?
This is why Missouri ain't going to win anything. Because that's the worst thing I've ever heard.
You know, Missouri was my side team last year. They had the burner phone number. I was like, I talked to them on the side. I was rooting for Missouri last year. Ahmad Hardy, my guy. Like, they're running back.
Did he really just say that? The stadium?
I can't defend any of what that man just said.
It's a stadium.
We're comparing stadium size and say, like, wait, you can't even compare.
Stadium.
The Big Ten doesn't have big stadiums.
Oh my, yeah.
What are we talking? Like, I hate having to defend the Big Ten. I don't even want to defend the Big Ten.
Who has to? Penn State have the biggest stadium in
college?
It's
one of. Aren't they up at? But I think Michigan's is 110,000.
Ohio State, Penn State, Michigan. There's stadiums up here that fit 100,000 people as well.
He named three stadiums that was like, oh, well, this one has 88,000. It's like, yeah, that's how college football works. We have a bunch of those stadiums too, dope.
I want Ryan Day at Big Ten Media Days to be like, we got a tough schedule. We got to go to Lincoln this year. That's what I want him to say. I want him to say it so bad.
I can't believe he said that.
Such an idiot, man. He also, the comments were there where he said, like, oh, we have to play an A4 team, like an automatic qualifier type of team. They don't have to do that in other conferences. And it's like, man, shut up. You lost last year. Your games, you lost four SEC games last year.
There's only one way this could get put to bed. One year. Just one year, one off, all Big Ten play SEC schedule. Just 1 year. Just see.
But again,
just to see.
I want to be clear. I'm not defending Michigan State. They suck. Like, Michigan State should be better than they are.
Who they got?
I don't understand the SEC impulse.
Pat Fitzgerald.
Okay, maybe he'll fix it. My point is, they have been underperforming. Purdue, I don't want to defend Purdue. I don't like this idea that I have to. Oh, the Big Ten's just as good. It's about the fact that. I'll acknowledge the Big Ten has terrible programs with all up and down the Big Ten. There's a bunch of them that suck or could do better. You guys down the SEC will not acknowledge that Tennessee is a raging dumpster fire. They act like that's still some Tennessee that had Peyton Manning on it or whatever. Like, it's not. It's not a good program.
Who you got, Purdue or Arkansas?
Who cares? What a dumb argument.
Yes.
Arkansas all last year was like, oh, you watch out. Arkansas's tough. They played this team tough and that team tough. And then they played Notre Dame and the wheels got completely ripped off that little bandwagon.
Both teams went
beat the brakes off
them. They went 2-10 and 0-4 in their conference.
Yeah. But Arkansas got treated all year long. If you watched any college football content, they were like, oh, be careful this weekend. Go to Arkansas. Ugh, they could be tough. Then Notre Dame dispelled any notion of that when they won, what was it, like 52-14? They smoked Arkansas. They went to Arkansas and said, goodbye. Have fun with the Tyson family money and the Walton family money. It doesn't matter. Can't win.
Purdue almost beat Minnesota. They lost by 7.
I don't want to defend that.
They almost beat Rutgers. They almost beat
this
the
is
Wolverines.
The difference.
21-16.
Big Ten fans don't want to defend that. But the SEC fans are like, oh, you got to talk about Mississippi State playing, I don't know, Kentucky. And it's like, no, I don't. That's a crappy game, too. That sucks.
21-16 to the Wolverines.
If you need a summary of what happened at SEC Media Days, they're mad that they can't play Mercer and Citadel anymore. They're so upset.
That's really it. They're like, we have to play 9 conference games
now. They
don't
have cupcake week no more?
No, because they moved to 9 conference games. They're all mad that, like, we thought we were going to get to go to 2014 playoff, and now we don't get that. And so they're sad that they can't. They have to play their 9-game conference schedule. They're all going to whine about how tough that is all year. By the way, Missouri lost last year in their 8-game conference schedule to Bama, Vanderbilt, Texas A&M, and Oklahoma. So shut up. Like, you went 500 in the conference. You don't need to talk about how tough your schedule is. You guys are just bad. How about that? Oh, we got a hot take from Matty Ice. We will play that for you next. T-Bone and Tyvus on the Fan.
Fan traffic.
From the Atlas Butler Plumbing Services Traffic Center.
Still watching those slowdowns for you on this Tuesday morning. 70 westbound, the main culprit, as well as 33 westbound at Gender Road. But right now, we're getting a little bit slower moving 71 northbound by Greenlawn Avenue as you're heading downtown. So be patient out there. Of course, the main concern, though, is still going to be the rain coming towards our area, especially Marysville, Plain City, and Dublin. Those traffic camps looking a whole lot darker and gloomier with those dark skies. I'm 10TV's Brianna Albizu with your favorite.
Rothman and Ice.
How many men signed the Declaration of Independence?
Five.
I'll go six.
I mean, if you add 50, you're correct. It's 56. 56?
Really?
Rothman and Ice. Weekdays at noon.
Sponsored by Pella Columbus.
The Fan.
The Fan Poll is sponsored by JT's Pizza and Pub. Home of award-winning pizza and $2 tall boys. All day, every day.
If your kid is complaining about not wanting to go to school, blast the volume on this show. You won't have any more problems. This is T-Bone and Tyvus.
Listen, we have a podcast. I'm saying listen to the podcast. You can listen to what I'm saying now, but also listen to the podcast. And if you're listening to this while listening to the podcast, Christopher Nolan is here. Inception, welcome. We're doing it. But you can go get the podcast wherever you get podcasts. Just search T-Bone and Tyvus on your favorite podcast app. It'll come to you for free. Every single day, right to your device. It's all brought to you by our friends at Capital Ford of Columbus. We also, that's why we started up a voicemail line. It's for people who listen to the podcast, because we did calls the other week. We liked it last week. We had fun talking to some of you. But we realized there's people on the podcast who don't get to listen when we're doing our thing from 6 to 9 a.m. So we want you to be included
talking
too.
To some of you, but not all of you. Some of you, we did not have fun talking.
Hey, I mean, it's they were good and they were bad. It was fine. I'm glad everybody got involved. That was all right. But the point is, you can call the voicemail, whatever. 614-460-8010 is the number. So again, put that number in your phone if it's safe for you to do so right now. Keep that number safe. 614-460-8010. And if it, you know, you're watching some sporting event, you're watching a, I don't know, one of those crappy college football games that everybody hates, or one of those brilliant NFL games that are just the best football ever. Either way, if you have thoughts on it, you can leave us a voicemail during the game. We'll play it the next day. Do we have any voicemails that we want to highlight? I know we had one for Matty Ice. He had a hot take for us, right?
Yeah, here it is right here.
T-Bone, Tyvus, Matty Ice from Wakanda calling in. long-time listener, first-time caller. I just wanted to help out the show as much as I can. Here is my hot take. Football season is right around the corner. I've been thinking a lot about the Browns offense and what is it going to look like. You bring in a whole bunch of reinforcements on the offensive line. I'm here to talk about Quinshon Judkins. Quinshon coming back from the injury is going to lead the National Football League in rushing yards in 2026. That is my hot take. Iceman out. Go Reds. Go Cavs. Go Ravens. Free Clase until it's backwards. T-Bone and Tyvus are the best. I love you.
There you go, Matty Ice. Noon to three, Rothman and Ice. Always on the Fan, of course. Yeah, Quinshon leading the league in rushing. That'd be, I don't know if that, Tyvus, would that be good or bad? If he leads the league in rushing, does that mean that they just have, they're not throwing the ball at all?
No, if he's leading the league in rushing, that means that they hit on the offensive line. I think that that would be a good thing.
That also means maybe they're playing with the lead? I mean, because they're running the ball a lot.
Correct.
And if he's gaining yardage, that means they're dominating the line of scrimmage.
Means game should be under 4 hours.
It also means that matters to those of you who work on the broadcast for the Browns.
That's something you should care about. I'll be able to get back home in a decent hour.
Oh, yeah. Tyvus is rooting for all running game all the time, like no passing in any of these games.
I've been thinking about going back high school. Just run the clock. Let the clock just run.
Yeah, but I mean, I guess that's, I was just saying, like, could that be an indication like nothing's going well in the passing game? But then again, if you're leading the league in rushing, that probably means you're dominating the line of scrimmage. He's playing well, and they're probably playing with the lead. So, yeah, I'd take that. I'd be great as a Browns fan. I'd love that. And it also means probably is less relevant who's playing quarterback. If you got a dominant running game like that, Your quarterback's not being asked to do as much.
The Browns' blueprint for success this year is to look at what the Jacksonville Jaguars did. What was that, 2017 maybe? Whenever they got Leonard Fournette, that was, and they had their quarterback was
dude from Blake Bortles.
Bang.
Oh, man. Nah, I forgot about
bang.
Say Gus Bryant. I don't know.
I want to say they went all the way to the AFC Championship.
Yeah, and they should have went to the Super Bowl. They lost to the Patriots, but they had a lead late. Yeah.
Right. Yeah, okay. Yeah, that'd be, I'd love that. That would be.
That's their plan. Run the ball, nice play an unbelievable defense.
We have more hot takes for Hot Take Tuesday, right, Dylan?
Yeah.
Give me another one for the voicemail line if you've got it.
Hi, my name's Harlan from South Carolina, and my Hot Take Tuesday is that T-Bone is better at dieting than Tyler. When T-Bone lost a lot of weight a couple years ago, he maintained a disciplined diet and exercised
right.
almost all the time and really did a good job of losing weight. Every time Tyvis goes on a diet, it's for about a week and a half, and then he gives up and then starts a new diet.
One, it's a great hot take by you. Thank you for listening, Harlan. We appreciate it. Out in South Carolina.
First of all, hold on. Wait a minute.
That is so accurate. It's so true.
T-Bone ain't been on a diet in years.
No, but I had a couple years ago. He's right. I dropped 100 pounds.
Apparently, you ate it all bad.
Yeah, I did. I did. But when I said, because I decided enough of that. That was dumb. Because it did nothing. Because you know what it was? I literally lost 100 pounds. I went into Kohl's and I was like, I can get normal size clothes now. I walked in and I was like, nope. They still didn't have stuff that fit my like fat ass and fat legs. And I was like, well, then what the hell was all this for? Back to the DXL for me. And back to the buffet for me. Who cares? That was it. I was pissed off. I was like, I lost all this damn weight and they still don't make clothes to fit me.
So this is Cole. So it's Cole's fault.
Cole Martimus. It's actually this one. TLC's fault. It's his too. No, I was like, screw it. I'm done. I lost 100 pounds. I did what I wanted to do. So, and then I got back. So, but his point is when I put my mind to it, I did it. Have you lost anywhere? How much weight do you want to lose?
Me?
Yeah.
In this next 6 weeks?
No, like, sure. I don't know. To get your ideal weight.
Oh, my ideal weight is like 230.
Okay. So how many pounds is that?
It's like 30 pounds.
Okay. So he's saying I lost 100 when I tried.
Don't do this.
See, by this logic,
I didn't do it at all. Harlan did.
If T-Bone really wanted to,
yeah.
If he had the dedication, he would have had more success in the league than you. He just didn't want to.
I just didn't
feel like it.
I wanted to do this.
Yeah.
I wanted to do this, and I've been doing it for 20 years. So, see, I put my mind to it, I do it. Mm-hmm. I want to lose weight, I go do it.
By the way, you mentioned...
I didn't want to get taller either. I never wanted it. I didn't want to have hair. I went bald on purpose. All of this is all decisions I made.
I don't know if this is just me being super observant or nosy, but you mentioned Cole, a.k.a. TLC.
Mm.
He always has a plastic fork from Chipotle on his desk, and I want to know why it's there and if that's sanitary. Like,
oh, is he saving the fork?
Yeah. Why?
Well, maybe he's conscious of our environment.
I guess.
Doesn't want to, you know, waste anything if he doesn't have to.
Put the fork in the drawer or something.
Right.
Why we just got a used fork sitting on your desk? And why can't you just get another one from Chipotle? Okay. Why are you storing plastic forks?
Because they probably be
on your desk.
They run out a lot of times from the little drawer.
Oh,
forks go fast.
So he keeps a fork in reserve.
Probably.
You know what, though? Good for him, saving the environment. I appreciate that. Now, I think we need to work on the giant corporations pumping, you know, billions of carcinogenic things into our environment. But glad that we're also drinking out of paper straws and eating our plastic, like limiting our plastic intake. All that's good. I need to go see if I'm going to go look right now, see if the fork is on his desk. I want to see if it's there. Ward Manuel is on his way out at Michigan. He, too, is eating with the plastic fork that he uses for every meal. We'll find out how soon Ward Manuel's out at Michigan coming up next. T-Bone and Tyvis on the Fan.
Fan traffic.
From the Atlas Butler Plumbing Services Traffic Center.
Checking on that commute right now near Grandview Heights and Upper Arlington. No issues, 315 in both directions, as well as 670 out there just near downtown Columbus. And hey, if you're heading southbound, that's looking pretty good, especially between Frank Road and 270. If you're taking 71 in that southbound direction, that's only a 2-minute commute. I'm 10 TV's Brianna Albizu with your Fan
Benefits.
Broadcasting live from the McDaniel GM Superstore Studios, driving excellence since 1916. Chevrolet. Together, let's drive. WBNS HD1 Columbus.
Good morning, I'm Dylan Gonzalez. Yesterday it was announced Ward Manuel will step down from his position as the University of Michigan's athletic director. The decision follows a $12 million independent culture review, which identified concerns about organizational accountability and oversight within the athletic department. Manuel will officially step down at the end of the calendar year. In Major League Baseball last night, the Cleveland Guardians hit 7 home runs in their 13-4 rout of the Twins. They'll play Minnesota again tonight with first pitch at 6:40. Meanwhile, the Cincinnati Reds were up in Seattle and got crushed 9-0. They'll look to bounce back against the Mariners tonight at 9:40. This update is sponsored by Awaken 180 Weight Loss. Warmer weather, more time outside. Summer gives weight loss a head start. Awaken 180 gives you the plan to make it happen. The official weight loss program of summer. Breaking sports news when it happens right here on The Fan, Ohio's sports destination.
One of these men is bald and fat. The other is T-Bone. You're listening to T-Bone and Tybus.
Got a ton of your voicemails coming in. We appreciate it. The new voicemail line, the T-Bone and Tybus voicemail line. It includes us in the voicemail intro. The sultry tones. When you call it, you will hear us. The number is very simple. It is 614-460-8010. 614-460-8010. Put that in your phone. Leave it for when you got a hot take or just a regular take. Or, hey, I found that there's a new food item I want to try. Did you guys try it? Just leave us a message. Play it on the show. Got a lot of your calls coming in. We'll get some more of those coming up.
I want somebody to get the McDonald's honey. What is it? Honey?
It's a brown butter honey biscuit.
I want somebody to get it and try and leave a voicemail and tell me what you think.
It sounds like they're putting the sauce just on any of the breakfast sandwiches. That launched today, apparently, at McDonald's. It was advertised as like bacon, egg, and cheese. Right, like on the biscuit.
Since I'm not eating like bad right now, I got to live through somebody else. So I need somebody to tell me what it's like.
Well, I mean, I can go after the show and tell you if you want. But yes, we could also have the listeners do that for us too.
You do that for me.
I would. You know what, Tybus, for you, I would. I would sacrifice myself for you. I'll throw myself in front of that McDonald's bullet just for you. I will do it.
Speaking of hot takes, Chimney Checkwall's burner in the YouTube chat said, "Hey, LeBron. We're good, bro. Petey Halpin is here." Boy, hit 2 home runs last night for the Guards.
Yeah. Oh, hey, let him live. That's nice. Yeah, guards got the job done last night. Reds did not.
Yes.
That is
Guardians won 13-4.
Yes. And then the Reds lose like 9-0.
Yes.
Okay.
And I knew it was going to be a beautiful game in the first inning when I watched Rocchio hit a home run. And then the very next batter, Reese Hoskins, bang, home run. I said, oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And then Twins end up scoring 2 runs the next round. Well, so I got a little nervous.
That's okay. I don't know if this has been a thing or not, and I've just noticed it, but the home run celebrations in the dugouts, I don't know. Maybe I'm getting old and this is a get off my lawn moment. They are stupid with like the Guardians, they had like the putting of like, it looked like a Trojan helmet on guys when they hit a helmet.
And the last then I few saw years, another team thing, right?
Had like a welder's mask they were putting on dude after he hit a home run. It's like, literally act like you've been there before. You are in the major leagues.
No. Everything.
I'm not about it.
Dude, you got to remember all these guys that are coming up now, this generation of ball players. And I'm not trying to be like, get off my lawn, any of that, but like, go look at the kids that are playing travel baseball now. All of them have like towels, jewelry, a million wristbands. They got a bat that looks like a pencil that costs $300. They got a sliding oven mitt that they got to wear to slide into the base, and they're 9. Like that, those, they like swag. They like stuff. They like to have tchotchkes. So when they get to the major leagues, it's like, you want a home run chain? Yes, I do. Do you want to have a home run helmet? Sure, why not? Do you want to have, and they just keep upping that and upping that. Every year you got to come up with a new and better one. So
they'd be having their chains on for sure.
I'm trying to remember what team it was. I feel like it might have been Tennessee a few years ago.
Dylan, a hater, by the way.
Well,
their celebrations?
Nah. No. And I'm normally this is a kid's game, just let it be, but those are out of control.
I'm saying we have it in college in the NFL now where, you know, like you get a fumble.
My palm is itching. You know what that means?
Tybus, first, let me ask the question. Yeah. Tybus, do you have any way to derail this segment? Go ahead.
My palm was itching. I couldn't let this go past.
What does that mean?
That means some money about to hit my hand soon. That's what that means.
I've never heard that.
What?
Oh, I've heard it a lot.
Your if your palm is itching, that means money's about to hit your hand. Okay, well, don't forget your friends on the morning show when that money hits your hand. You got a meeting with the bigwigs today, so maybe that's... Nope, maybe not. I don't know. Yeah, maybe that's it. No, I know that, like, the home run chain thing has been, you know, probably from the, like, college football NFL. They did that stuff where they had, you know, you get a fumble.
Turnover
chain was a thing. Did Miami start that,
I believe
so.
Yeah.
Do you remember when Tennessee had their, like, trash can? Do you remember that?
No.
It was, they had a trash can. And I feel like it was, like, used for when they would get the football, they would, like, throw it in the trash. Like, that's... We took it from you and we picked it up. Like,
that's
we picked up some trash.
That's terrible.
But they had on there, I feel like it was Tennessee, maybe it was some other program, but they put, like, whatever year it was, like, team 115 or 121. And then that team proceeded to be awful. So that became a meme of just how terrible their team was.
I thought you was going to say.
Put them in the trash.
I thought that was why Michael Irvin was whipping the cans.
Yeah, that was an odd celebration.
He was back on that stuff again.
But
he, BTA.
It was on the Robbie Williams train, yeah.
The Pirates that have the welder's mask celebration, which I guess kind of makes sense because it's the Steel City.
Okay, fair enough. Yeah, sure.
Yeah, what are we doing?
At some point, someone is going to do a Bills Mafia, like, through a table on every home run, where they're just going to, like, choke slam each other into tables. That's when you'll know to jump the shark. Ward Manuel on his way out at Michigan. He's leaving now, they say, in the next 6 months. So he gets a kind of soft landing there. Jenner and Block, their investigation outline came out yesterday of the university, and specifically looking at the football program with what they knew and when they knew it with Sharon Moore and Paige Shiver, his assistant, who were having an affair. They cost the university $12 million. The big takeaway point that I took was they said that students and faculty felt like they were reluctant to report concerns. Well, isn't that on the athletic department? Isn't that on the AD?
Yes.
Or creating an environment where it's not...
They report it to you, and then you handle it.
Yeah, but if the culture is, hey, don't bring that up. They're not going to want to hear that. Hey, nobody wants to know about that. Like you talked about when you were at Ohio State, they had just been through, obviously, purgatory with the Tat 5 and that stuff.
They was on pins and needles.
It's stupid that that was such a thing, but your compliance environment there was...
Pins and needles.
But I'm saying
nothing.
But if you heard about something, they would have wanted you to tell them.
For sure.
They would have encouraged that. They would not have told you, hey, you don't bring that up. Keep that over here off to the side. Like, so I'm just saying Michigan and other big schools, this is something you can do if you have a compliance department. Did you know they said part of this investigation, like, you know what we're going to do? We're going to get a compliance guy who's going to have, like, executive authority within the program. And it's like, what year am I in?
Why don't you do it?
Why don't you do it? Me? At Michigan? No. I'm saying, why wouldn't they have, why not 15 years ago wouldn't you have had a compliance person? You know what I mean? That kind of speaks to the culture there at Michigan. Like, they don't want to know.
We had a compliance guy.
Of course you did. They've had compliance there for years. And that compliance guy was probably very available to you whenever you wanted to.
They just now getting
They said they're going to, as a result of this investigation, they're going to create a C-suite level.
There's no way.
Like a chief executive officer type of compliance, basically. That's what they said they're going to do now.
Well, I mean, everybody said college football is the wild, wild west. So I guess they was living it for sure.
It also, apparently this report identified failures to quickly and effectively act on allegations of wrongdoing by athletic department employees. Very general. They did say, however, in this report that there was nothing they could find, no evidence that anyone knew about the Sharon Moore, Paige Shivers relationship.
Nobody knew about
prior to when it all blew up, like in the winter of this year, which also Jenner and Block, whatever your name is, like that law firm, there's no way that's accurate, because how many people on college football message boards this year were openly mocking that? We're openly joking about the fact that Sharon Moore not only had an affair, but got someone pregnant. Like, that was an open joke among college football fans. And you're telling me that Ward Manuel
had no idea.
Was not aware of it?
No idea.
Jim Harbaugh was supposedly aware of it, according to Paige Shiver's own testimony. No, it wasn't her. That was from Chris Partridge. Wasn't it the other coach that's suing Michigan right now?
Paige said that Jim knew nothing. Don't worry. He doesn't know anything.
He doesn't know, but he knew. Okay. Yeah, he didn't know that. But he did know that she needed to go to a doctor.
Correct.
And he recommended a doctor.
Yeah.
Okay, that's fair. No, that's right. That was from her lawsuit. But the idea that Ward Manuel couldn't have known, that you didn't want to know. That's why.
Of course he did. Don't email me nothing.
No.
You got to tell me to say it to me in person so I can deny it.
Well, in this investigation, they found like a letter.
Yeah.
Like he didn't want any digital.
Of course.
He should have burned
Michigan has learned
after reading. Yeah,
Michigan's one of those places where if you want to find the phones, you got to go look in Lake Michigan because that's where they end up.
Burn or like, after reading.
I mean, it's not. Yeah. All I know is this. When you go to a restaurant that's a pretty good restaurant, typically, if you have a concern or a complaint, you go on their website. There's a wide, like, any problems, contact us. Hey, big letters, contact us.
Have a concern or complaint. Done that?
Maybe once or twice, not usually, but it's something where it was like so egregious where it had to be just like, hey, you should know this is going on at your restaurant. It's pretty bad. But the restaurants that are crappy are the ones where it's like, I can't find that contact info. There's no number to call. There's nothing. That's Michigan's compliance right now. It feels like, oh yeah, we have one. Don't look for the number.
What a legal.
No one knows the email address.
Dylan, have you ever left a bad Yelp review?
Not a bad Yelp review, but I've went on Chipotle's app and...
See, yeah, I feel like the Yelp reviews are way worse because you're just yelling to the internet void, but you're not like being helpful.
Wait, so you never left a bad review?
Not on Yelp. But like if it's that bad where I'm like, hey, you run this restaurant, you presumably don't want it to like fall into disrepair, you should know that there was like a dead body on the floor. I'm gonna let them know, but hey, go try to take care of that, like make it better. Not I'm just gonna go on Yelp and say it into the void and then. Yeah, I hate the Yelp review things. I never have liked those. I don't know why. NFL players are jealous of soccer players. Details next. T-Bone and Tyvus on The Fan.
Fan traffic.
From the Atlas Butler Plumbing Services Traffic Center.
Good morning and welcome to your Tuesday. Right now on the roads, we're seeing some last-minute repairs happening on the east side of Columbus. So expect some lane closures on 270. It is that southbound direction, folks, at East and Way. So that's just passing 270 and 161 up there. Once again, repairs and maintenance being done out on the roads. Be careful and pass by very slowly. I'm 10TV's Brianna Albizu with your fan.org.
Colin Mann and Tinny are inviting select jabronis to the station for pizza. Hey, that could be you. Email goodcleanboy@gmail.com and tell us why you should be chosen.
Presented by Billiards Plus and sponsored by Paisano Peppers.
The Fan. Fan weather.
From the Logan AC and Heat Services Weather Center.
There are still some questions on how exactly the day is going to evolve, but the general theme is this morning things are fairly quiet. We should start to see some scattered thunderstorms develop from the northwest later this morning into the midday. Those run into the afternoon. Could be strong with heavy rain as well. Lower 80s for a high. Then for tomorrow, much quieter weather, mostly sunny and pleasant. Highs in the mid-70s. For The Fan, I'm 10 Weather Impact meteorologist Justin Gertz.
Catch the latest from the world of Ohio State athletics. Weeknights at 6 on The Buckeye Show. New special guests in everything Scarlet and Gray, The Fan. Just a reminder, Tyvus thinks all pizza tastes the same. Also a reminder, Tyvus was born without taste buds. You're listening to Bone and Tyvus.
Tri-State Men's Health specializes in helping men overcome sexual health concerns with personalized treatment plans designed around their individual need. The truth is, many men live with ED for years before seeking help, but they don't have to. For most men, effective treatment is available. Go see my people at Tri-State Men's Health because they use advanced medical science to empower male performance with therapies that go far beyond just some pills. They have treatments with success rates well over 90%. Some treatments can have you last an hour or more. There's two locations located in Columbus. One is in Hilliard. The other one's in Westerville. Schedule a consult with Tri-State Men's Health today. Is only $99. They have an expert staff, and if you're like a lot of men, you could be having sex the day after your appointment. So call them today at 800-900-9654. Visit tristatemenshealth.com.
So we've got some hot takes in the YouTube chat. This one comes from B. Sprague. Hot take Tuesday. I'm going to take the Michigan AD job and tear that program down from within. I think we do need a Buckeye sleeper agent to like, do we have any executives who have ties to the Buckeyes who have not been very vocal about their support?
I feel like it's already going down. We just need to sit back. What the Joker say? And here we go.
Yes, exactly right.
That's where we are.
Yeah. No, you're right. I just, if someone could, I mean, could you imagine? You go through like a professional portfolio, you're very careful. Like, you don't go to school at Ohio State. You go somewhere else. You get your MBA. You work your way up. You start running businesses. You start running companies. You get into administration. You're very careful to never take a Big Ten job. And then finally you get the call from Michigan like, hey, we want you to come run our athletic program. You're like, great. And you walk in day one, and then you shut your door in your mahogany-lined desk. You turn on your computer, and the first song that plays is just across the field, like Ohio State just blaring out Buckeye Battle Cry. And you're like, yeah, I'm in now. I can run the way I want to. I would love it.
But then you'll never get a job again as an AD.
Who cares?
What do you mean?
Save your money and retire to Bermuda or whatever. Who cares? Like, you will be a legend. By the way, then move to Columbus and never pay for anything again in your life. Get a free house, get free food, get whatever you want. Anytime you go to a steak place, you're like, that's the guy who ruined Michigan. That's the guy who destroyed them.
Technically.
Remember when he hired Grimace to run their football team? That was awesome. Like, yes, let that guy do it. Do it is what I'm telling you. I may start my kids down this path. I got one who's in high school.
You go
get her down the path. She's not gone anywhere. She hasn't committed anywhere yet.
Your only thing in life as a kid is to be go to the Wolverines and tear it down from within.
Yeah. Well, like, Michigan had a sleeper agent with Connor Stallions. Remember that? Like, he was in the military, wasn't he? And he was doing all this stuff, and then he worked for Navy, I believe was the program, where he was doing his football research, and he started sending them info and intel.
And he's coaching high school kids.
Oh, yeah, but he's, to those people, he's a legend.
Which I also think that, didn't his defense stink?
I mean, it didn't stink when he knew the plays. Like, he figured out, like, when Ohio State put a play in, they'd never put a play in before. Yeah, but now that he doesn't have the intel, you're right. His defense was bad. The high school defense, you're saying.
Yeah.
Terrible.
Well.
Yeah. Well, that's too bad. I like it. B-Spray, good call. Please, let's do that.
You know what, Dylan? Your boy is, I'm frustrated with him.
Who's his boy?
LeBron. LeBron okay. Ramon James.
LeBron James? Yeah. Is that his name? Okay.
I don't know.
Why are you frustrated with him?
Because I don't understand. He's like, I'm not going to be rushed into this decision. And my thing is this. Rich Paul has come on and said that every team has given their pitch. So he's heard from the teams. They've laid out the plan. So he has all the information that he needs. Are you had 4 weeks? What more time do you need?
You know what he's waiting for.
What reason does he have to be pressed is what I would ask you. Why does he need, how does it benefit him?
Dylan.
To give you an announcement today.
Dylan. I think that because you could start working with the team and
Are they going to start working out in July?
I mean, I just seen him post a video of him working out the other day.
Yeah, I'm sure he's not going to be working out with like Cavs players if he decided he's going to sign right now.
You don't want to start the chemistry?
Nah.
I mean, here, okay.
Seems like a selfish guy.
For what it's worth, the word fan isn't fanatic, but it's technically not in the word sycophant. And I think we all need to remember that, like, it's fine to be a fan. It's not okay to be a sycophant. Here's what I would say on LeBron personally. I've gotten to a point where I'm just almost convinced that it's not going to matter wherever he goes. Like, it'll matter. It'll be exciting. People will get into it. And then you go watch the season, and like, if he goes to the Warriors, are they winning the title? No.
Who?
The Golden State Warriors with LeBron James.
The only way he winning the title is if he goes to the Spurs or the Thunder, which...
Okay. Are either those teams in play?
What do you mean?
No, they're not in play.
What do you mean? What do I mean?
He can't go to a Cavs team that was just in the Eastern Conference Finals?
No.
And then win the East and then be in the finals?
I just don't understand.
Anything could happen from there?
Maybe I'm entirely cynical.
No,
I don't understand
under a rock? No.
How do you have three ball dominant players who are suddenly going to be able to play together? Like, how does that not affect the chemistry of the team? Not that I'm saying I wouldn't want him on the Cavs. I'm just saying I don't know if it makes them better. And if nothing else, it keeps them about at the same level maybe, but someone's going to have to take a step back. Like, James Harden is not going to be as pivotal of his role, which probably is a good thing, but someone's going to have to give up their role a little bit if LeBron goes there, I would say.
I think if he goes to any Eastern Conference team that's not the Charlotte Hornets,
right,
they're going to be favored to win the Eastern Conference.
And then what?
Let me ask you this.
Be in favor. What has that done? Let's hang the banner. The Cavs were favored last year.
Only way he could win a championship is if he goes to Oklahoma City or San Antonio.
That's a fact.
Win.
You didn't say get favored in the series.
Yeah. I didn't even say make it to the finals. I said to win the finals. Yeah. Yeah. Absolutely.
I think I know what's taking so long for LeBron. And I think the answer is very clear. It takes a while to get a video produced where you have like Christopher Nolan just got done shooting, his movie, right?
No, his last one was a press release, wasn't it?
No, LeBron's going to have it's on IMAX film. It'll be Christopher Nolan. It'll be epic. He'll have this whole setup done. They're filming it right now. That has to be the case. Yeah, he for sure knows where he's going. I cannot imagine you walking to your daughter's, room and say, honey, I'm not going to be around much anymore. I'm not going to play for the Lakers this year. How do you feel about all that? And she goes, okay, dad, where are you playing? He's like, well, that's a funny thing. I don't know. I just know I can't stay here. I do know I'm not going to see you as much, but I don't know why. Like, you're telling me he didn't have any inkling? Maybe the ink wasn't dry on the contract.
Oh, he knows.
You're telling me he didn't have a plan when this all came down?
What is the point?
That's what I'm saying. The answer is because he's got a whole production crew getting ready to make this epic video to release.
Dylan's up here talking, why does he need to announce?
Why does he need to?
What are you talking about?
Why does he need to?
You know why he's not announcing.
Because you're a grown man that play basketball and you're acting like a child for attention. That's why.
There's grown men that watch basketball that are bitching about LeBron not making an announcement.
The fact that you sit here, touch grass. You really sitting here making an excuse for this man is crazy to me. Like,
I just think
it's not that big of a deal. Like, unless he announced he goes to the Thunder or the Spurs, it doesn't matter to me. It's
going
to be
fun.
If he goes to Cleveland, it'll be fun to watch. Yeah, but they're not winning anything.
Dylan, here's a functional reason why it matters that he's not making his decision. The NBA is literally holding up their schedule release till they know where he's going.
Good. That's on them.
No, it's not.
Yes,
it
is. They could choose not to do that if they want to.
Dylan, do you honestly?
Do you honestly believe he doesn't know
where he's going?
No,
you
You
know he knows where he's going.
I know that he knows. Yes.
Yes. Okay. So that's why people are getting frustrated. It's like, we all know you're doing this for attention. I told you last week. He knows where he's going. He's not going to do it before the World Cup because he didn't want to share any of the headlines with the World Cup. Now that's kind of gotten out of the way. And by the way, football's about to start here in a couple weeks, right? We're going to have the Hall of Fame game coming up, end of July, early August?
He better do it before it
is. He's good. I'm telling you, this is the sweet spot.
The All-Star game, home run derby.
You got a couple weeks until the NFL machine really gets cranking up. Please. He's going to do it in between this time. That's exactly what he's waited for. I guarantee you.
You see what happened was he was going to do it yesterday, and then the sworn manual news dropped. He's like, not time.
Why?
I need to be the only news story in sports.
He's waiting for SEC Media Day to end. He's waiting for Big Ten Media Day next week. He's like, Tony Petitti's going to take the stage. I don't know if I can compete with that. Come on. He wants to. Now he's waiting for his time to get this video produced.
If I was the NBA, I'd just move on. I would. I mean,
they can't, though.
Why not?
Because if LeBron's on Golden State, there's going to be a whole bunch of different times for some of these games.
I'm sure you can always flex it.
They could. They don't want to. They'd want to have a plan of one of our biggest draws is on the West Coast.
He's probably going to be hurt anyway.
That's not a hot take.
He's either going to be hurt or he ain't playing game no way.
I think there's no way he's going to a Western Conference team because no one will see the end of his career.
Yeah, that's fair. It'll all be shown, especially when he's missing the playoffs or an eight seed and getting bounced in the first round by the Thunder. Yeah, that's not. And I'm someone who likes LeBron. I root for LeBron. I do want to see him do well.
I would love for him to come to Cleveland. I mean, it'd be fun, but I don't think they.
I'm not in delusions that he's saving your franchise.
Yeah, this ain't LeBron 10 years ago. This is
still a great player.
Yeah, he's still a good player. He's still gonna get you 26, 27 points and all that. Yeah. It's gonna be great
on a minimum salary.
I don't think he's gonna do that. I don't think they're gonna do that.
All right, NFL players jealous of soccer players. I'll tell you why in 2 minutes. T-Bone and Tyvus on the Fan.
Fan traffic
from the Atlas Butler Plumbing Services Traffic Center.
Starting to get busier on the north side of Columbus, really just south of Westerville, 270 in that westbound direction over at State Route 3. For our friends on the west side, heads up here. Once you're passing that 70 and 270 interchange, we get a whole lot slower 70 eastbound over by Wilson Road. And checking in our southeast corner right now, 33 westbound from Gender Road to 270. That's about a 5-minute commute so far. I'm 10TV's Brianna Albizu with your Fan
Talk. By Capital Ford of Columbus. Find your dream ride and get approved.
fast. CapitalFordOfColumbus.com. Sometimes when Tybus wears khaki pants, I can see the outline of his genitals. There's no joke there. It's just an observation.
God, the more I resist, the more intriguing they become. I can't look away.
You're listening to T-Bone and Tybus.
All right, so I said NFL players are jealous of these soccer players. Did you see all the NFL players over the weekend? That were basically, they had like a coordinated tweet.
Yeah, they
session.
Had a hashtag yeah, going. I don't said, remember what it was.
Yeah. Oh, man. I thought the NFLPA started it.
Yeah, it was from the NFLPA, but it was basically saying
they don't
like,
care about us or something.
I think it was worth the cost.
Yeah, yes. Worth the cost.
That was hashtag it. Worth the cost, but it was all about like, we're watching all of our NFL stadiums that we play games in host World Cup games where they're playing on natural surfaces, grass. They're doing this in indoor venues and outdoor venues, and a lot of those surfaces are going to go back to, you know, artificial turf once the World Cup ends. And all these players, George Kittle was one of the ones leading the charge saying, why don't we get that for the NFL? Why can't we have that? And I find that to be odd because the NFL loves to portray itself as the biggest thing going in sports, the most grandiose sport that ever existed in the history of humanity. And what's hilarious is when you watch them up against world soccer, you realize just how not huge it is outside of the U.S. The NFL wants to get kind of what the World Cup is or what European soccer is. They want that globalization. You know how many countries currently get the Premier League's broadcasts in their country? Do you know how many countries have a TV contract with the English Premier League?
40.
FIFA recognizes, I believe, 196 countries I as having soccer. No. FIFA recognizes 196 countries as existing with like a soccer federation. 170 of them have a contract with the Premier League.
Way off.
Right. They have over a billion people watching that league every year. So they've got the money. They will have no problem having grounds crews grow this grass. The NFL, for all the billions it makes here, they apparently do not have enough money to grow grass. Because it is possible to grow it inside. You can. Well, they have grow lamps and sprinkler systems, and they could do it. They don't want to.
The interesting thing is, in one of the tweets, I don't remember who tweeted it out, but they was pointing out how the NFL basically portrays themselves as, we are trying to take care of the players. We care about player safety first and all of that. When they don't care about the turf or the grass, when it's like all y'all people be blowing y'all ACLs out. You know, as you get older, your knees start to hurt when you're on that turf. Me, I don't even play no more, and just walking on turf for a while hurts my knees. So I could only imagine running and breaking down on it, what it does to those players. And, you know, as those guys get older in their careers, it wears and tears on their bodies. There's so many players that I play with that was like, when we practice on turf, they didn't practice. Like, I'm not.
Yeah.
It's in my contract. I'm not doing nothing on no turf. So if they know that, why not just get all grass?
And the answer is because it costs too much money. And I understand exactly why high schools do it. I do even understand why some college programs do it, though I don't know that I buy that excuse from schools as big as Ohio State.
Well, everybody operates in a deficit, so.
On purpose, by the way, because if you had money that was coming in that you could have a surplus of, then suddenly there would be a whole bunch of legal questions about what are you doing with your profits since you're a nonprofit, you know, college, university, that whole situation. So a lot of them, they get the money in to immediately spend it on building projects. That allows them to continue this kind of ecosystem that we have in college sports. But that's another discussion for another day. The point here is the NFL has no excuse not to have grass for all. Like, if it's a health and safety issue, then do it. You wouldn't, if you found out there was better helmet technology, wouldn't you get those? They've made players change helmets. Aaron Rodgers can't wear the helmet he wanted to wear last year because they got a new helmet. They said this is different now and he has to change his helmet. Like, they will do things for health and safety, supposedly. I think they do it more for liability than health and safety, but whatever. Did you ever notice a difference when you played? Like, I know you said other players did. No, with the fields. Like, did you ever find yourself saying, oh, I'd rather play on grass, or did it not matter to you as much?
Yeah, for sure. Definitely got there. Because I told you, my knee, well, I suffer from tendonitis, so that flares up when you're on that turf more than the grass. So, yeah, I got to a point where I was like, yeah, I will play on the turf because it is what it is, but like,
well, play on it different.
Surely don't. It's not my favorite thing to do.
Yeah, and I mean, it's it seems pretty simple, right? I remember the NFL put out some studies. They're like, actually, we found when you take out this factor, that factor, all these other factors, it's actually not that different. And they still, even in their own like handpicked study, they still said the like injuries were up 3% on turf versus regular grass. It's like 3% of the plays, when you have thousands of plays and thousands of players, like that's a significant number of people.
I just think that I feel like knee injuries or lower body injuries are very common in sport, in football, period. Everybody's going to roll an ankle, have an ACL, something. There's going to be something there.
Yeah.
And now you know just from being on it that it's going to potentially flare up. Even when you come back, it's still going to flare up a little bit. Like, why would you not change that? Like, you know, everybody does. Football is the only sport where you're 100% going to get hurt.
Yeah.
You're going to get hurt.
Well,
so why not limit as much as you can?
Especially when there are injuries that you're going to get where someone's going to run into your leg and it's going to bend the wrong way. And that's just, it doesn't matter what surface you're on, that's going to happen, right? So, you know, those are built in. Why add in a surface that's like, oh, and then this one will create another like 3% of injuries that don't need to happen, or 10% or whatever the numbers are. Like, it's just enough. Meanwhile, the NFL continues to print money. Everything they do, it doesn't matter what they add in. It doesn't matter what changes they make. We're going to have international games overseas. We're going to try to, Roger Goodell's talking about wants to play games in Japan again. He says he's got 10 different international cities he wants to go to.
And what you say, soccer is how many? 170?
I think 170 countries just for the Premier League.
That's where the NFL trying to get to. They're trying to at least get to 100.
And they do. I mean, they've grown the game internationally, but that's exactly, it's so funny because the Premier League looked at the NFL in the 90s and said, how do we get like the NFL is with bigger, safer stadiums and, you know, big video boards and more of an entertainment product than just like a raw sports product? That transformed the Premier League. They're worth billions of dollars now. And now the NFL's kind of looking at the Premier League and going, how do we get like them where we're a global thing? Mm-hmm. Where like in Malaysia every Sunday, there are people gathering to watch NFL games. That doesn't happen right now.
Yeah.
It does happen for the Premier League. So like that's the next goal for Roger Goodell. It'll
happen when they get their international division.
They
go to 18 games and they get the international division, and that's when it'll happen.
We have a breaking news exclusive to the show.
Oh,
someone claiming to be LeBron James on the voicemail line.
Oh boy, let's hear from
T-Bone, Tavis. This is LeBron calling. I'm just a kid from Akron. I'm taking my time choosing my whatever team because I'm a narcissist.
Okay.
You know, I was never recruited, so I never got to use the transfer portal. So I'm using this as my ability to try and understand what these young brothers are going through in the transfer portal. So I'll be in Cleveland soon.
There you go, Titus. There's the answer to all the questions you
asked. We got it. We did it. It's here. By the way,
wait a minute. Let me look at Kaushi. Where are they at?
Looking at Kaushi.
This is worse than you looking at the schedule all football season.
Miami 46%, Cleveland 28%.
Some money on Cleveland.
All signs is ported to South. I'm going to South, but you know why? Because he said not one, not two, not three. How many did he win there? One.
Two.
So he trying to go right there.
Well, he's got to get to five more for that prophecy to come true.
By the way, he mentioned transfer portal. I am far from the first person to point this out. I don't know who it was that initially pointed it out, but it's spot on. Is that what is a portal other than a hole, right? It's a place to travel through.
Easy now.
And what are people usually seeking when they go through the transfer portal? They are seeking greater success. Greater fame.
I want me some glory.
Dare you say more glory.
I want me some glory hole.
Right. So is the transfer portal nothing more than just a glory hole? When you really, is that not accurate?
I want me some glory.
I don't know. All right. We'll hit the buzzer coming up next. T-Bone and Tyvus on the Fan.
Fan traffic.
From the Atlas Butler Plumbing Services Traffic Center.
Happening right now, the two left lanes are blocked on 70 westbound after a crash just passing Kelton Avenue. So a heads up for our friends, especially our drivers from the east side heading towards downtown Columbus. We are seeing some slowdowns and now some backups, now extending 70 and 33, that area that's just south of Bexley. So keep that in mind. Go slow and just be patient out on the roads. I'm 10TV's Brianna Albizu with your fan.
Common Man and Timmy are putting together a hangout at the radio station for a small amount of listeners. Pizza will be involved. Ping pong, too. Lots of inappropriate conversation. And don't forget, pin the tail on Teddy. Tell Man and Timmy why you're the perfect guest by emailing goodcleanboy@gmail.com.
Presented by Billiards Plus and sponsored by Paisano Peppers.
The event takes place Thursday, July 30th, and all email submissions must be in by July 27th. Enter today.
The Fan Guest Hotline is sponsored by Federal Elite Heating and Cooling and Bryant, doing whatever it takes to keep you and your home comfortable.
The Fan.
Tyvis Powell helped the Buckeyes win a national championship. T-Bone watched Tyvis Powell help the Buckeyes win a national championship. Equally important, you're listening to T-Bone and Tyvis.
Joining the program, a guy who is, I didn't get a chance to talk to you yesterday, so you're fresh off a week, a whole week of PTO. Did you enjoy yourself?
Actually,
Ryan Baker, the touchdown maker.
A week and a day, because I didn't get back Saturday night like I was supposed to, so I couldn't be here for the call-in show Sunday morning. So a week and a day.
Yeah, you had travel
issues,
right?
You had to take an extra day of your PTO.
Well, I mean, weekends aren't PTO days. Those are all extras.
Well, you missed out on a little cash.
I did.
So when I tuned in yesterday, because I was getting out of here, I heard Joshua telling his travel stories. But what happened to you on the way back?
So the first flight, I was supposed to fly out of Orlando to Charlotte and then home. The first flight, early in the day, they were like, hey, this flight's delayed. This plane has maintenance. It put it back. And then it put it back so far that I was going to miss my connection flight. So then they put me on a flight to Miami, which was going to fly me home to Columbus. And because of some weather issues, the planes were all backed up. And it ended up that I was going to miss the connection in Miami by the time we flew out of Orlando to Miami. So I finally said, I was trying to prevent staying another night. And I'm like, listen, I don't want to get on this flight because I'd like to try to get home from here. And they weren't going to be able to do it. And I was going to miss that connection. And I was like, I'm not flying to Miami because they just had a World Cup game here today. And that's going to be heck tomorrow. Sure. And you're not going to get me home from there. So long story short, I ended up booking a flight on a different airline for the next morning to get home at a decent time. But I did stay an extra night in Orlando on American Airlines dime. So that was...
Hey. Okay. Right.
Did you go to Universal Studios?
No. It was late at night, and I had to get up early to fly out.
It wasn't like, oh, yay, another day to party in Orlando. It was like, I have to now sleep a little bit so I can get home the next day.
He was going to miss it. You might as well make the most out of it.
I'm guessing you didn't get that notification until a day of travel hell.
This was all late at night. Yeah. Like, I extend vacation, so I don't – when it's time to go home, I don't leave at 6 a.m. I leave at, like, 8 o'clock at night.
I like
that
approach.
So we're leaving the airport at, like, 9:30. There wasn't time for play, Tyvus.
Yeah, see.
There's always time for play.
Hey, speaking of play.
You're going to see my people at Tri-State Men's Health. There's always time for play.
Speaking of.
Always finds a way.
Speaking of playing, you guys were talking about old Richard Porn.
Oh,
and it made me
goodness.
Think of, like, old names like we would put on, like, at golf outings, like on the long drive, you would sneak him in.
Sure.
Richard Herzer was always a favorite.
Okay.
If you could get to the women's long drive, Sharon Peters, that was always fun. So those were some good memories right there.
Yeah, I don't. So Richard, for those who missed it earlier.
What you said you put on there, Richard what?
Herzer.
Sure.
H-E-R-T-Z-E-R. Or Gazinia. Richard Gazinia. That's always a good one.
This man, there was a man in Wisconsin who passed away whose name is actually Richard Porn, but he, of course, went by Dick. And he
shouldn't have done that.
But it says in his obituary, I'm reading it, how it says, like, Dick was beloved by all of his, you know,
I'm sure
friends.
He was.
And he was known as Dick to everyone. Dick never missed this lunch they went to every Friday. And I just thought,
this can't be real.
Well, as I read this, I found out how much the people of Eau Claire, Wisconsin valued Dick Porn. And so I thought, I mean, what else is there to do? I wouldn't have chosen to go by that name, but that's his name. His name, Richard Porn, he goes by Dick. That's his name. I didn't make that up.
Probably shouldn't look it up on the work.
You're right.
At Bone and Tyvus 971. If you think I'm lying, that's a real obituary. I posted it there. You can go find Richard's obituary. Okay, Richard Porn is. But then I had to look up how long has porn been the name for that. You know, how long has that been a thing? Apparently, the 1840s is when people started using the term pornography. So. Clearly, he knew in the 30s when he was born, his family knew, like, hey, maybe we should name this kid Richard because this is going to be awkward. Nope. Went with that. And then he went to everyone he knew and was like, please call me Dick.
So it has Dick in parentheses.
It does. It literally has it in the bio. It's Richard parentheses Dick Porn. Like, that's his name. He wanted to be called that. I've been told we should call people what they want to be called. This man wanted to be called Dick Porn. Let him live.
He looks awful.
R.I.P.
He
Dick.
Looks halfly happy, I'll tell you that much.
Pillar of his community, they said.
Long-standing citizen.
Long-standing, upstanding citizen, all the above, right?
Carol is his wife.
Yes, I think his
Carol's
dad. His dad was
Mrs. Porn.
His dad was Harry. And his mom was Bridget, I believe. Is that? No? I don't know if those are the names or not. We'll let him live. Anyway.
This is unbelievable.
Bake, what's coming up on the show today?
Hopefully we just continue this right here. Just names that are semi not suitable for work.
I can't believe it. Oh, he got children.
Well, it's Tuesday.
Sure he does. He's children and grandchildren.
You gotta have little porns. I mean.
Come from a long line of porn. My father was a porn. My grandfather was a porn. I, too, am a porn.
It's a proud porn. It's a Tuesday, so the retired, speaking of quotation marks, the retired Dom Tiberi will join us for a little Tuesdays with Tiberi. 20 most interesting. The Notre Dame Fighting Irish. Boy, is their schedule awful easy this year. We'll look at the Irish coach, Marcus Freeman. Brian Driscoll of IrishBreakdown.com will join us to get a little more in-depth look at Notre Dame.
There you go. Bishop and Friends coming up. Joshua Perry in again, right?
Yep, he's in all week for the vacationing Bo Bishop. That's what we do in our show. We take advantage of PTO, Tyvus.
What's wrong with that? Nothing wrong with that. Yeah, that's right.
Do it. You can take off during the middle of the week during football season, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday.
But you can't take a full – it's harder to take a full week off if you want to take a full week vacation.
He can also take off when he decided to take off, which was whenever the hell he wanted
to. Yeah, that's right. You can just take your time off when you want to.
I'm taking one day off.
Yeah, see? Exactly
August
right, babe.
28th or something.
What, are you selfish? Actually, you hate your job?
Actually, yeah. I hate you.
Oh. Actually, Tyvus, you took 3 weeks off.
Yeah, you did. You did have that.
Yeah, and I got scolded for that. I should have took six. You should have took the six.
Do they allow it? Then you're damn right.
Bishop and Friends, 9 to noon, right here on the Fan.
Shove it down your throat.
It's time for the buzzer.
Sponsored by Logan AC and Heat Services. Don't go through another air conditioner breakdown. For fast, friendly service, call the experts at Logan Services now for a free estimate and next day air installation.
So the home of Eagles running back Saquon Barkley was invaded on Saturday morning, according to Brendan Brightman of NBC Philadelphia. I don't know. I mean, scary situation, obviously. They said that everybody in his family was all right. They had security cameras. They are trying to figure out who it was that did this. I guess as of now, they don't have a suspect in custody. But incident occurred at 5 a.m. in the, it gives out basically where he lives, but whatever, around where his house is. I wonder this, like, I'm surprised. It was one thing when these, you know, thieves were breaking into houses that NFL star players, when the guys were actually playing in the games, like, their schedules being published is kind of a problem. But now you got this one, it's like, I don't understand the logic here. I don't understand the logic of breaking in anyway. But if you're going to do it, why do it when you think the guy might be home? As you said, Tyvus, be careful whose door you knock on. I don't know.
You might kick the dough in and get kicked back.
You think Saquon hurdled the intruders?
Oh, no, he got something that hurdled him, though. He probably got something in their house that could hurt him.
I think he would. You never know.
Hop
you
right
never
over
know. That's it for us. Bishop and Friends coming up next. Have a great rest of your Tuesday. We will talk to you tomorrow. T-Bone and Tyvus on The Fan.
Fan traffic.
From the Atlas Butler Plumbing Services Traffic Center.
If you're traveling 71 northbound right now and heading towards the city, a heads up, we are seeing a disabled vehicle. The right shoulder is blocked out there just when you're passing State Route 104, also known as Frank Road. Also a heads up, if you're heading out towards Easton, especially taking that 270 southbound direction right at Easton Way, we do have some last minute repairs happening in that area, so expect some lane closures and as well as some slower traffic with some backups that people are definitely in right now. I'm 10TV's Brianna Albizu with your fan traffic.